What's poppin', people? You're looking live at the DealsInTheD.com studios for the Thursday show. It's Mark and Brandon and Jay and I. And, oh, there's controversy. Yes.
All over this place.
Serious things to talk about. Oh, poor Kendall Jenner to be caught.
It's a shame.
In the web of this horrible mess. My gosh, I'm so glad to read that she was not part of the creative process.
And that Pepsi apologized to her.
Come on.
Do you think she cashed a check?
Well, I think she cashed a big check.
She was still promoting it on her own website today after they pulled the ad.
You know, this whole Kendall Jenner deal, whatever the fuck I'm trying to say. She is such a symbol of so many things that are terribly wrong in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't go through my daily prep without bumping into her about six times, and yet I couldn't tell you one thing she's actually done that means anything.
She's a model.
She takes a lot of selfies. She's a model. Okay.
She's the
daughter
of Caitlyn.
Why should daughters be in, or models be in the news every day?
Well, I think she's a model because she's in the news every day. I don't think she's really model standard. I mean, she's hot, she's beautiful, but model level?
But I mean, who cares? Why should we?
Because she's a Kardashian.
So what?
I know, but that's why you asked why. That's why she's in the news.
Yeah, and I can't stand how riveted this nation still is about them. That's the one thing I hated about the People versus O.J. Simpson is they made an effort just to say, hey, look, the Kardashian girls were around.
And, yeah, that's right.
And they just kept putting them in there, going, you know, changing their name.
That was so stupid. They showed them as little girls.
The dinner that Bob Kardashian had with the kids when they're, what did O.J. do?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had nothing to do with the case. They meant absolutely nothing. Zero. They kind of shoehorned them into the story.
Right.
Just so they'd be in the story.
People hate watch the Kardashians.
Mm.
Someone is gay, and it is official.
I'm flabbergasted by this.
I know, I'm stunned.
Blown away.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. It's someone you would never imagine.
Never. Not in 100 years.
It is just going to shock the world.
It really was jaw-dropping.
It's funny that he chose to suddenly come out with it. It's just weird how that is. People, you know, like Richard Simmons, for example, he's never come out of the closet. He's never said he was gay. But does anyone think he's not gay? I don't think so.
No, Richard Simmons is totally gay. That's fine.
He's never said it, though.
He's hinted pretty hard at it.
He jokes. But I don't think he's ever in a serious way even intimated that he's gay. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, he's never really had a boyfriend either, except for that guy that wrote that book.
Oh, yeah. What was it? King Richard and the... King Richard and...
like the evil witch?
It was 50 pages and it was $29.95 and nobody bought it.
King Rich and the Evil Witch.
Yeah, that's it. Good job. Ugh.
Thank you, Brandon.
But, you know, there's other celebrities that, you know, Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. That has come up a lot. He's kind of sloppy for a guy that doesn't seem to want to be known as gay.
My favorite Kevin Spacey story is, alleged story, is when he was down in New Orleans and there were a bunch of dudes around and this one guy needed a ride. He couldn't get a cab. And Kevin Spacey said, I'll give you a ride home under one caveat, and it's that I get to blow you. And I always laughed at that because, well, it's a win-win. He gets a ride and a blowjob.
What if the guy wasn't gay?
I think he was, though. I mean, it was a party with a bunch of dudes. It sounded like it was a gay party.
Yeah.
I wonder how many dudes that aren't gay would get a BJ from Kevin Spacey, just go, hey, I got blown by Kevin Spacey. Because he's famous.
Hmm.
That's not gay.
I mean, if you needed a ride.
It's Kevin Spacey.
I needed a ride.
Hey, I'm not gay. You sucked me.
It's Kevin Spacey.
He's on TV a lot. He's in the movies.
Yeah.
He's famous.
And the same thing goes for John Travolta. And, you know, there's a handful of people. I know on the women's side, Michelle Rodriguez and Queen Latifah for the longest time. But I think she's finally out, right?
Yeah, she's out big time. Michelle Rodriguez has been out forever.
Ha! Gay!
And that's wonderful. And I'm happy for this person, too, and his husband. How do you get married and nobody knows?
Well, we did know.
We knew he was married?
When he got married, it was a big deal.
I remember him getting married?
Yeah. We were at 105.1. We gave somebody a really hard time about it.
Oh.
It was a big... There were pictures all over of the wedding. That's why this story today is so stupid.
Well, anyway, we'll get to that. Again, you're gonna be surprised, even though we did talk about the wedding.
Make sure you're sitting down.
Our friends at Zot Ford want to send a giant heartfelt thank you to all you listeners who have bought or leased a new or used vehicle, and hopefully to the ones that do in the future. Your amazing patronage. This was just a flying start with Zot, and Zot is so critical to this podcast. I'm so happy about this.
Thank you for that.
Your amazing patronage allows Zot to support the whole gang here. Play a big role in that. And whoever else hangs out in the DealsInTheD.com basement. They even hang out here. We give them a little piece of the action. To celebrate this love fest, lease a new 17 Ford F-150 4x4 Super Cab at $173 a month. It's a pretty sweet truck under $200 a month. Only from your friends at Zot Ford and DealsInTheD.com.
No way.
Or get a 24-month lease on a new 17 Ford Fusion or Ford Escape for just $121 a month. Choice of a brand new sedan or SUV for $121 a month.
Oh my God, no way.
How many vehicles can there be that are close to $100 a month? It's just, it's quite impressive. Mm-hmm. Hurry to Zot Ford at I-75 and exit 98. Just pass the G's, the sign, and take advantage of this sweet offer.
That's where you can get the Ford, what was the sweet car in the chase yesterday?
Oh, the Transit? The
Transit van.
Yeah, the Transit van.
I like the Transit van. I think it's a sharp car.
That was a really good ad for the Transit van. I didn't know what the Transit van was.
Really?
Because I was looking at it going, that's an interesting shaped vehicle. I've really not aware of that many. They're shaped quite like that.
You usually see them like as a small business that would do small deliveries because it's more of a delivery type. So when Julie and I were up at Zot looking for a new car, I jokingly was talking about the Transit van. And the more I looked at it, the more I was selling myself on the Transit van and getting one.
I like the, I don't know, I like the name too, Transit van. It just sounds like it should be carrying something. It's a Transit van.
Transit, yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Why not?
I'm sure Zot's got those too. Probably have a good deal on a Transit van.
They do have Transit vans.
Wouldn't it be funny if somebody took advantage of that and actually ran a spot and said, surely you saw the Transit van in this police chase the other day. We've got plenty of them in stock.
I'm not joking. That thing had better pickup than I ever would have thought the Transit
thought so
van would
too.
Have.
No, it did. She tore ass a few times. And the way it maneuvered around those yards.
You can off-road on it.
In the yards.
You can off-road with the Transit van. Only in yards of, you know, an apartment complex.
It was pretty good at getting around those approaching police cars. I mean, it showed some real dexterity.
I think it was Channel 2 did a story on the police chase again, and they visited the fence that she tried to jump.
Oh, my God. She did not even try to jump
it.
She didn't
do a good job.
Did she get 1 inch off the ground?
No. No. And then that lady tackled her, albeit high, but it was a tackle, and that's all that counts.
Oh, you wanted it lower. You wanted a straight up.
Oh, yeah, you
got to
wrap
attack.
And follow through.
Devin, or hit her high. Hit her high and hurt her.
Yeah, knock her head off.
Yeah, go for a headhunting shot. You got a free shot. She's an idiot.
She doesn't want to get flagged.
She needed a belt.
I wonder if there's.
Oh, the lady who was de-pantsed as she was getting in the.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, when she started running, she was already reaching for her drawers, trying to pull them up.
Yeah, she was. It's ridiculous. Maybe she lost a lot of weight recently, which is good for her. I mean, at least something's going on that's good in her life.
When you leave the house, you got to dress as if you might be in a police chase. You just never know. Just like you got to wear clean underwear in case something bad happens.
Yeah, that really sticks with people, too, the clean underwear thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're heading home at the end of a long work day, it should feel good. But for men in a failing marriage, home can be far more stressful than work. Oh, boy. Maybe it's time to call ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men, and get your life back. There are significant advantages to being the first to file if you're getting divorced. If divorce is in your future, get divorced on your own terms. Adam, aggressive, diligent, and uncompromising representation for men facing divorce since 1998. And there is a difference between, depending on the gender and going into this thing, you want people to know your side of it, and they do. Call Adam at 248-356-2326 or visit adamdivorcelaw.com. That's 356-ADAM. And, yeah, Kendall Jenner. This ad, by the way, I watched the whole ad today twice, and I couldn't get over that someone actually thought that was okay. I mean, it's not that outrageous. It's a commercial, for Christ's sake. Of course it's not realistic. I don't think they were trying to offend anyone. There have been certainly dumber or as dumb commercials for Pepsi.
To that point, Drew, was there really anything that offensive? Because I was telling you before the show, that's what I like about this. There's fake outrage on both sides.
It's got it all. Yeah, it does have it all. And there's people outraged at the outrage, too.
Yeah, like, I don't get it.
No, they're pointing out their outrage that the quote-unquote snowflakes are so upset. I mean, they're calling it fake outrage.
Then why are they so upset?
They're upset at the outrage. They're upset at the upset.
That makes no sense.
It's like people protesting protesters.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sort of.
This ad could really bring
everybody can have a side in this thing. You can be anywhere in it. But you could like the commercial, too.
It could bring people together. Well, see, that's how I disagree, Drew. I thought it could bring people together by all agreeing. It's kind of a dumb ad, any which way you want to look at it.
The idea, too, that she's at this swanky shoot.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
This protest just walks by and she...
because some sexy man winked at her.
To hell with my $10,000 a minute. I'm going to join this protest. It's important. And then she solves the...
all those generic signs, too,
yeah,
in the protest.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah.
Voice.
Yeah. So bad.
Peace sign.
Yeah, the peace sign.
Join the conversation.
About what? What is the protest about? See, Black Lives Matter is claiming that they're being sort of shafted
fake,
in this thing.
Fake outrage.
That it was a Black Lives Matter protest.
There
was nothing that said BLM or Black Lives Matter in the protest.
No. I thought it was the $15 an hour protest.
But she did give a fist bump to an African-American in the commercial.
Oh, read that meme. There's a really funny, you know.
She also winked at a dark-skinned guy. Well, she's a Kardashian, of course. I mean, it would have been people would have, if it had been a white guy, people would have said, oh, that's so fake.
Well, it's so fake anyway, as if that's what's going to get her to go give a bottle of pop to a, or a can of pop to an officer. She would have gone and blown the guy.
I think the cop should have been black, actually. Should have been.
Yeah. Or at least dark skinned.
She and Tyga broke up, by the way. Do you know Tyga moved out?
Wait, I thought Tyga was with Kylie.
Oh, you know what? I think I read, maybe I just read Kardashian and saw the first.
How dare you not keep your Kardashians apart, Drew?
I'm so sorry.
I mean, that's a question on a civics test, a U.S. civics test. Name them all.
Within seconds of Tyga moving out, she was just plastering Snapchat with selfies. Skanky selfies.
Was there another
available
guy? Oh, there wasn't another guy in it?
No.
Well, now I want to. Okay, I'm going to bite. I want to see these selfies.
Well, they had a couple of them in the Daily Mail.
Do you find her attractive?
I think they're attractive. I don't think they're as hot as... I mean, the fact that I bump into pictures of those two kids every fucking day while I'm getting ready for this, it annoys me. It's like, they're not that hot. You know, honestly, I don't think there's a female that I need to see six pictures of every day as I go about my business. There's no woman in this world that I need to see that many times in a picture. No one's that hot that I would just go, ooh, another picture of blank.
There's no person that would be that important that you'd want to see that often.
Not really. I mean, if the president was female, I suppose I would.
No, you still would.
Stand for it.
Really sexy Snapchat.
I'll give you a hint. I'm not going to stand for this anymore. did you see, too, in Kardashian news? We could have a segment. We could have a Kardashian news segment
Kardashian
every day,
watch.
Couldn't we?
Yeah.
Brandon, do you want to provide the Kardashian update every Tuesday?
Yeah. I sure
Tuesday
do.
/ Wednesday?
Every
Wednesday / Thursday.
You know, every stupid piece of news. Do it. Every dumb piece of news regarding those idiots.
Okay.
Actually, only the dumb news, which is most of it, but I mean, highlighting the dumb news. All right. Did you find them, Jay?
Yeah.
Oh, there they are. Yeah. Market's in the, it's Daily Mail, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was one of the first stories. They're fairly early in there.
I can just Google, use my Google machine. Daily Mail, Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, all by my selfie.
All by my selfie. I don't wanna be all by my selfie.
And you know what the anymore. Sad? You know what the sad thing is about this this new segment that you would like to have?
You see the copy
on
there,
the Kardashians, Jay. Is I already have like a bunch of stories that I've already heard just today.
on the Kardashians?
Yeah, there's Kim's pool float that's in the shape of her buttocks.
Yeah, dumb, who cares?
That keeps showing up. There's the fact that King Disick or whatever his name is.
Lord show some respect.
Is banging the other one again.
And he is?
I didn't even know that they broke up or something. I don't know. They're vacationing, and this just comes across all my news feeds.
I just realized I'm part of the problem by going, he is? I actually showed some interest
there. And correcting me when I said King Disick.
And wanting to see Kylie's pictures. I am part of the problem.
Tyga felt he was being belittled on the program, by the way. No. On the Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Wasn't he like 25 and she was like 16 when they got together?
Yep. Which is fine with Mama Kardashian, as long as it's a black guy.
I think she broke up with her black boyfriend.
She did?
Kris Jenner.
Corey Gamble? I know her black boyfriend's name. I'm embarrassed to say.
No, I know. That's the problem. I hope that's just an effect of doing what we do and consuming so much news.
I don't know. And by the way, Black China. I mean, as if I should know who Black China is. I mean, Black China and I have so much in common. She's so in my wheelhouse of things I need to know about. Black China apparently lost. There was some... There's some sort of, I don't know if it's like literally a court case. I think it is. She's trying to take the Kardashian name and they're fighting her.
Yeah, yeah.
Her husband's family is fighting his wife about using their name, which is also his name, and she's marrying him.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you can't copyright a name.
No.
She's marrying a guy named Kardashian.
I know.
Why can't she take his name? Can you look up the story, by the way? I'd like to read that. I'm just curious as to how in the world anyone could justify in their stupid fucking name. They're going, we don't want some fat black chick having our name, running around with our name.
Even if we are related to her now.
She doesn't just have a big ass. She's fat. We have big asses, attractive big fat asses.
Black China's request to trademark Kardashian name is officially denied.
Oh, so she's trying...
What would her name be?
She requested to trademark the name Angela Renee Kardashian. Okay. Has been denied.
Wait, Angela Renee Kardashian? What's wrong with that?
It wouldn't be Black Kardashian?
Well, that's her name. She wanted to trademark it.
Black Why China's can't she trademark her own name?
Black China's not a real name. the sister's lawyer said they would suffer damage, including irreparable injury to their reputation and goodwill. Listen, no one hurts the Kardashians' reputation unlike the Kardashians. We control how much we damage our own reputation.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know their daughter's name was Dream.
Oh, Jesus. And Black China, by the way, I'm sorry. What is attractive about her? I heard she was a model. A model?
Stripper.
What kind of a... A stripper.
And entrepreneur.
I gotta tell you, if somebody said, hey, it's your bachelor party, we got your stripper. And Black China walked in the room, I would go, oh, knock it off. Yeah. This is a joke. Stop.
Yeah, wearing the dildo on my head with that ass.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't you be disappointed if Black China walked in? Like, hey, we got your hot stripper. You know you're getting married. Here she comes. Check her out. And Black China walked in, I'd be, what the fuck is that? Are you kidding?
Party's over.
Exactly.
Everybody would leave.
Time to go home.
And it's weird because she was with Tyga.
What?
For a long time.
Black China was with Tyga?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say he traded up a little bit.
Yeah, but he helped create this problem.
How can one guy go out with a fat, ugly chick and then date one of the most beautiful women in the world, allegedly?
You know, I did an image search on Google for her just to see if there's any sexy pictures. There's another reason you would not like her, and it's these two giant tattoos she has on her legs and on her torso. But every picture she takes... like
Are you looking at the tattoos?
Yeah.
I want to see how.
Every modeling picture she takes, though, is butt forward. Like butt forward, butt forward, butt forward.
Well, that's the brand.
Do you like that tattoo?
Wait, who's that girl?
That's Blac Chyna.
That's Blac Chyna? What, like yeah. 100 pounds ago?
Well, it's all in her ass. That's the one that's not butt forward.
Yeah, Drew, she got famous from showing up. There you go. Here's
she doesn't look like that now.
Here's another one. That tattoo.
Oh, my God, how stupid.
Did you see the stupid tattoo Prince Jackson got, by the way?
Of his dad?
Yeah. Yeah, with wings.
Yeah.
It's just like his entire leg.
You know what? I'm going to get a picture of my dad like that.
That'd be cool. I'd like to see that.
You can see Al.
He's like in his moonwalker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty sweet tattoo.
I'm sorry. That's so stupid. Who told her that looked good?
No, it's the boy. It's Prince, not Paris.
No, I mean, I was thinking about Blac Chyna's stupid tattoo.
Blac Chyna?
God, is she gross.
Do you think her face is pretty at all?
Not really. No, I don't. Doesn't she have painted on eyebrows?
Yeah, it depends on the picture, but yeah, some of these do. Yeah, you're right.
Which to me is the worst look.
Not a good look. This butt looks fake. Look at it all oiled up. That's a lot of oil.
That picture you're looking at, that must be like 10 years old or something. Because her head is three times that big. Now. I'm serious. Her head is gigantic.
That's the Blac Chyna you love right there. It's the one you're used
to. Yeah, that's the one I'm used to seeing. Look, her head is way bigger in that picture.
I was going to say, you'd really like to check out this sexy pic of her.
Yeah, I really wanted to see Blac Chyna pregnant, 6 months pregnant.
And she is pregnant and nude.
Oh, gross. I'll look just to terrify myself.
Oh, my God.
It's an exact copy of the Demi Moore Vanity Fair cover. I mean, why do people keep doing that?
You know what's funny? Her ass is bigger than her belly, her pregnant belly. Like the curve from the axis is further out.
This is really a bummer way to start the show.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Well, we were talking about Pepsi.
Yeah. And Pepsi already canned the commercial. I heard they're going to run it in Thailand or something. Is that what people do with commercials they spent way too much money on that suck? Just bury them in Thailand. Like,
well, we got to get something out of it. Just like bad
Thailand
movies.
Thailand doesn't care about the message.
When they release bad movies in January, like, well, we're on the hook. We paid for it. Let's release it somewhere.
It's funny when people try to get money out of something that is not worthy of any money. But yeah. Well, we got to get our money's worth somehow.
Like Mark Lowe.
Yeah, good year. Example. I saw today, Brandon sent me this story about Shia LaBeouf, new movie.
Hilarious.
Sold one ticket in the entire United Kingdom.
Yeah.
One ticket.
Here's the other part. I didn't see this in the story here, but I was reading about this movie. Do you know it's already been released in America?
The movie?
Yeah.
What's it doing here?
It's already out of theaters here. It did 400,000, I believe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, how could you feel more rejected than to sell one ticket in an entire country? I mean, I would just feel like, oh, my God, there's only one person that would go just to see me in whatever I'm doing. I only have one fan in the entire country.
You should at least
literally like going to go, oh, I got to see his next movie. One guy.
Can somebody please find that one guy and interview him as to why he went to this movie? Was he just... the wife was going to go shopping for 3 hours and it was the next movie starting. So
Beauty and the Beast was sold out.
It's quite amazing.
Oh, maybe.
It's really quite amazing that people can so universally reject something. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's amazing. Think of all the people that made independent decisions to reject that movie. I mean, that's incredible if you think about it.
Drew, let's role play. You're going to a movie theater. They only have two movies showing, but you really want to see a movie because you got to kill 2.5 hours. Beauty and the Beast or Man Down, the Shia LaBeouf movie?
I'd probably go to the LaBeouf movie, amazingly. I would have been the one guy.
Well, do you know what it's about? Have you read the description of the movie?
No.
I saw the trailer for it.
We should play the trailer. It sounds ridiculous, the movie. It's a military movie.
You know, in that same story, it was a Variety story, they mentioned that an Emma Watson movie did 47 pounds in the entire UK.
Really?
On its first weekend. And a Richard Gere movie did 25 pounds.
Oh, Benefactor. Yeah.
So it must have sold five tickets.
Colonia was the Emma Watson movie. Made 47 pounds.
I mean, that is just incredible rejection.
Other films released last week and that opened at only one cinema include Guru, which grossed 17 pounds, and horror film The Void, which grossed 1,100 pounds.
Here's our trailer.
Oh.
The Boo-Foo for Man Down.
I'll see that trailer.
Oh. Okay, stop. You're such a...
He's getting his head shaved by some chick.
Okay? Hey, are you okay?
Whoa. That chick's hot, too. She's part of the family that owns the New York Giants.
Okay, he's a soldier.
In a few short days, you'll go where duty calls.
Sorry, little kid.
I'd like
he's at war.
You've been through traumatic events.
He's on some raid.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't do this.
All clear!
I thought the room was clear.
Do you really want to kill yourself? What stops you? I can understand guilt, regret.
These will not divide us.
These are all human conditions.
I love you.
You matter.
And there was the chick at the end, back cutting his hair again, and the little brat. Oh, boy.
I gotta go see that now.
Man down.
Didn't look that bad.
Can't imagine seeing that movie.
Here's the plot. He's a U.S. Marine, Gabriel Drummer. He's got a wife, Kate.
Gabriel Drummer.
Yeah.
Who came up with that name? Gabriel Drummer. Were they looking through the phone book?
Peter Gabriel, the drummer. They were listening to a Gabriel song. They have a child, Jonathan. Jonathan gets bullied at school because his mom said, I love you, in front of his schoolmates.
Oh, that's just like about a boy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, she yells, I love you, to him.
And they beat him
and
up.
He yells back, I love you. And the kids all start laughing.
So Gabriel, drummer, and Jonathan, drummer, come up with a man down as a secret code for, I love you. I mean, can't you already foreshadow and see where man down's going to come up again in the plot?
Why man down?
Princess Bride, as you wish.
Because he's a Marine. I don't know.
But
sure,
that's
stupid.
Miles from I love you.
Well, it's secret code, so he doesn't get beat up.
Okay.
Man down. Before serving a tour in Afghanistan, Gabriel Drummer promises to get in touch with Jonathan. Gabriel's best friend and fellow Marine, Devin Roberts. Devin? Who injured his arm, stays at the city and takes care of Natalie and Jonathan for a while. Anybody care to guess what might happen there?
He bangs Natalie.
Of course. Gabriel serves a tour in Afghanistan. Later, he's joined by Devin, the guy watching his wife and kid. They're attacked by the Afghan armed group. Devin is fatally shot and apologizes to Gabriel.
Oh, while he's dying, he says, I'm sorry, bang your wife.
I don't think he knew what he was sorry for. But then Gabriel Drummer finds a memo on which Devin's password for a video chatting website is written.
Oh.
Oh, way to be close to the vest with your passwords,
Devin. I thought
Devin.
He was supposed to look after them, though. That could be construed as looking after them.
Even though he's gone, though, he's serving the tour. And he's still using the video chatting website. Gabriel's accesses the website and realizes that Natalie had a relationship with Devin. Which I kind of want to see the movie, because how does he realize that by going on a video chatting website?
She had nudes. She sent him nudes, probably.
But it's video. I mean, do they save it?
Webcam.
I suppose.
My free cams.
Gabriel is then interviewed by Captain Peyton about the incident in Afghanistan. Peyton is concerned about Gabriel's mental condition. However, Gabriel insists that, I'm okay, and leaves his office. That seems a little loose. When Gabriel Drummer returns home, he finds the city is devastated. Accompanied with Devin, he searches desperately for the whereabouts of Natalie and Jonathan. Wait, now...
Oh, the city's devastated. By the war, I suppose. Is that it?
I guess. Why is Devin still alive now? I thought he died.
Yeah, I thought he died too.
Is this a flashback?
That's a pretty major plot hole.
When Gabriel returns home, he finds the city is devastated. Accompanied with Devin, he searches desperately for the whereabouts of Natalie and Jonathan. The two encounter Charles, who has an envelope of the letter that Gabriel wrote to Jonathan. Devin scuffles with Charles and incidentally shoots him. I thought Devin was dead.
Wait, what?
Gabriel Drummer finds Jonathan and takes him out. The police surround them. Coming into the building that Gabriel and Jonathan are hiding, Natalie talks to Gabriel Drummer. Gabriel realizes that he is confused. It is revealed that the city is not devastated, that Devin died in Afghanistan, which I thought we already knew. And the one who shot Charles is not Devin, but Gabriel! He cries and apologizes to Natalie and Jonathan. Immediately after, he is shot by police. Jonathan runs up to him. Gabriel tries to hand over a memo to Jonathan. It says...
Oh, man down.
Man down.
Oh, God.
You don't want to see that?
Stupid.
Sounds pretty sweet.
Stupid.
The fact that it's fucking Shia LaBeouf seems so
Shia LaBeouf?
Dumb. Like anybody would believe he is a Marine. Anybody care to guess the Rotten Tomatoes grade of Man Down?
I'm going to say I'm pretty good at this.
You are really good at it.
It may not have a grade because not enough people saw it.
It has. This is not a trick question. It has okay. A reviewer grade and a fan grade.
Okay, reviewer grade is going to be, let's see, 19, fan grade 11.
Reviewer grade is a 15, so you're very close there. Audience score is 64%, but I'll just
what?
Say it's a small sample size.
Yeah, I agree.
He was really good in that Fury flick, though, with Brad Pitt about the tanks in World War II. That was a
oh, was it? I never saw that.
Yeah, I really liked that one.
You know, I didn't mind the movie where he's the magazine subscription kid with the group. They're running around the country.
Holes?
Doing magazine subscriptions.
No, I don't know what that is.
You didn't see that movie?
Uh-uh.
I don't even know the name of it, but... they were these sort of wayward, fucked up kids, you know, getting drunk and partying, and then all day they run around ripping people off on magazine subscriptions.
What is it? I'm dying to know what that is.
I don't know the name of it. I mean, it was...
I really liked him in the Sia video with that little girl dancing around.
Oh, boy. Okay, enough Shia LaBeouf for the rest of the year.
I think you're thinking of American Honey.
American is that the name of the movie? Honey?
I think so.
Okay. Who's the chick in the movie? She's more the star than him. She's much the star as him.
Joey's playing John McEnroe in a movie coming up.
LaBeoufu?
Yeah, Borg
he
versus.
He doesn't look anything like McEnroe.
Borg versus McEnroe.
Sasha Lane.
Sorry. That will not work. That movie will not work. That might sell 4 tickets. Maybe.
It actually, Man Down has sold 4 more tickets.
Oh, good.
Since the BBC story.
So it's picking up steam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was watching Charlie Langdon last night, and he was doing a story about this 22-year-old girl who was, I think she might have been living with this guy, or maybe not living with him. She's obviously very serious with him, though. And she determines that he has recorded them having sex without her knowledge.
Oh, yeah, and, the one that just wrapped up in court.
Yeah, and she's extremely angry. I mean, I cannot believe people do this. I mean, we know what happens because we hear about these videos coming out and people buying them or people marketing them or trying to market them. Anyway, she calls the cops, and the cops basically pass the buck. And so what does he do? Well, not only does she call the cops, she dumps him. She's like, fuck you. You're an asshole. I can't trust you. How could you do this? She wants the cops to do something about the video. They don't. He sends it to third parties' Facebook pages to humiliate her after she dumps him.
Yep. Revenge porn.
She takes him to court. Revenge porn law in effect. The judge rules he will pay her damages of $600,000. Wow. 600 grand, and you know what? I read a little bit more about this. It sounds like it's enforceable. It cannot be discharged in a bankruptcy either. This guy is going to pony up some cash.
They're going to have to garnish his wages?
Yes, they will garnish his wages. They will take property. They will do whatever they need to do to get this money. I don't know how successful they'll be. I don't know how much money this guy is going to make or how much they can legally take of what he does make, but... he is not going to have an easy time escaping this. If I were him and he wants to avoid this thing, first of all, I'd move. I'd make myself very hard to find because that sounds to me, if he's around here, he's going to be paying. He's going to be ponying up. And you know what? He should. He's an absolute ass. I can't believe anyone does this. I don't know. I'm just stunned.
I'm sure he felt like a big man while he was humiliating her.
What is the point anyway? I mean, that's beyond a little humiliation. That's really, I mean, that is way over the top.
Just go out with
is that a
new
crime,
tank.
Though, having sex in the house?
I know, that's the best way to get back at her. If you need to get back at her, just go and nail somebody else.
this is, I don't know, it's just, the internet has just brought upon, it's funny that with the internet and cell phones and iPhones and never, no one, somehow the whole business of, what's the word I'm looking for? Not just manners, but just sort of the, I don't know, the rules, the appropriateness of certain things or the inappropriateness of certain things.
Just etiquette.
Just or, etiquette, yeah. There's never, the etiquette has never caught up or even come close with these technologies. And I don't know, it seems like anything that sort of, anything that new that comes into your world, you know, it isn't too long before people kind of figure out what's bogus and what, you know, how to sort of move forward with,
takes
with
a
certain
while.
Things.
Yeah.
It can take a while, but I would say as a society, boy, are we slow with phone etiquette. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's downright pathetic how many people do not know what's proper etiquette for phone use. I just see it so often, too. You know, whether, you know, somebody's ordering food or, you know, waitress at your table and, oh, I'm just reading my phone. Oh, is it my turn to order? Or, you know, getting money from the teller or doing banking. Oh, I have to be looking for your communication, read my text messages. We can't just count it while I'm reading this?
Driving.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's only going
to driving?
Worse.
I mean, driving?
Jeez.
That one seems pretty easy to me.
Well, driving's kind of boring, though.
I guess that's
I
want
to talk to somebody.
I guess everything's just too boring.
Says the guy watching television.
No, don't do that.
But I really think this whole business of, it took the revenge porn laws to make a lot of people understand just how serious this was, because I think a lot of people are just so used to, oh, so-and-so's in a nude. Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, because most people wouldn't think anybody would ever do something like this.
You mean record the sex?
Well, and post it for the purpose of revenge, so it's going to take a while for a law to come around.
Yeah, it took a while.
Creeps are always ahead of the law. Criminals are always ahead of the law.
Yeah, anyway, this guy paid. I'd say this may... If word gets around on this, I don't know. It seems so often word doesn't get around.
This is the second one. There was one in Oakland County last year that got $500,000.
Yeah, $500,000. So that's two pretty major judgments. And it just didn't sound like it'd be that easy to.
Oh.
One of those things that's so easy to not pay.
I will say, this might be insensitive, but I will say that I wouldn't mind if an ex-girlfriend of mine leaked a photo of my wiener if I got $500,000.
Yeah, it's a lot of dough. That's true. Yeah, but a girl having sex, believe me, she's not...
Different.
She's not enjoying this.
Right.
What if it was a video of you having sex with a girl and she put it out there?
Well, I mean, it'd be disappointing anybody
your,
watching
your performance.
It anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know why anybody would want to watch it.
What if you couldn't get it up? And you were just trying to smash it in there, but it was really pretty unsuccessful.
Smash it in there. It just keeps folding.
500K. But then again, yeah, you're right. I mean,
and you're crying. You're so upset you're crying in the video.
And you just keep saying, this never happens. I love you.
No, you're saying, this happens all the time. I'm so embarrassed.
Man down.
Oh, my God.
Man down.
I can never get it up when I want to.
Your O face is just a wreck.
That would be a bummer. That you would deserve every cent of that $500,000. If that were the case.
But that's the thing. These guys, you know, these guys, what they'll do is they'll beg and plead, please let me film this. And the girls are never like, hey, let me film your wiener.
Well, there's the unintended consequence: is that women are just going to stop filming stuff or sending you nude pictures.
Yeah,
there's going to be a massive chilling effect.
Hoo-ah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I'm surprised as much of it goes on as it does, because there are certain people that do this. They've literally known someone for maybe a week, and, you know, things are moving kind of fast because, you know, we know so many young couples have sex before they ever even have a date.
Hot and heavy.
So, you know, you've had sex, you're intimate, and, I'll send you a little picture to get you excited at work today. And... then, you know, 2 weeks later, you find out what a dolt this guy is. You dump him, and and he's a dolt, and he's got your pictures. And so do all his dolt friends now.
And you wonder why they look at you differently whenever you run into them at the grocery store.
Yeah, in fact, his friends are such dolts, they even comment, hey, you look pretty hot nude.
Not realizing they're throwing him under the bus. That sounds like the Misha Barton story. And yeah. Did you see an email from someone?
Email from...
Can't use the name, but this person used to work with Zacharias, the son of the screenwriter of Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, okay. What's the email say?
That he used to work with him. He mentioned that his dad was the producer of Revenge of the Nerds. So obviously he's playing.
He used to work with one of the guys.
Yeah, the guy that filmed Misha Barton. Right.
And what did he say about him?
Just that he would mention his dad was a producer of Revenge of the Nerds. He's a spaz.
Oh, how cool.
He's a total spaz. I'm not saying that he's on drugs, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's ADD at best. He's an IT guy, does web development and search engine optimization. Anyway, here's his cell number.
I knew it!
Oh, his cell number?
Yeah.
The guy?
And it sounds like he used to live here, the guy that filmed Misha Barton.
Well, let's dial him up.
Okay.
What's his first name?
John.
John, okay. Don't mention his last name.
Well, I mean, it's in the news. Everybody knows the guy.
Whoa, you're angry.
I mean, everybody knows what his name is. Maybe butter him up, Drew, by mentioning Revenge of the Nerds and how much you love that movie.
It's terrifying.
Hey, it kicked off, Anthony Edwards' career, right?
He's the one that filmed it?
No, his dad was the producer and writer.
No, but he's the one that filmed.
Misha Barton, yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. And was allegedly outselling it for $500,000. Here's a fun Revenge of the Nerds fact. Booger's from Berkeley, Michigan.
Is Booger man the other movies?
He has. You would know him if you saw him.
Oh, he's been in Van Wilder. So he had that 70s show. It's not a movie, but...
John Goodman was in Revenge of the Nerds. He was the coach.
Come on, John.
You're angry. Oh, I'll be your conduit.
One of those Misha Barton drops. And the Bill O'Reilly drops.
Jonathan Zacharias.
A very close second now. I think I got the wrong number. Sorry.
Bye.
It's him.
Did a bye go on his message?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
Hey, a couple of emails.
His dad's net worth, by the way, and celebrity net worth. Well, where'd it go? Oh, forget it. Never mind. Next.
Let's see. Shoot, I had a... oh, boy. Oh, here it is. I had a couple emails I wanted to read. One, this guy said he was in Michigan in October to catch a Wolverines game and a Wings game. Side note, Mark Fellhart blew us off the tailgate before.
I know. He tells me every week.
I know. I knew this was familiar. Friday night before the Wings game, we're at Greektown to play some blackjack and get some drinks. Our waitress at the table was the best until apparently she had to go home. Our next waitress smelled like cigarettes and farts. Every time she handed us our drinks, she was grabbing the glass at the very top.
Ew.
Her fingernails almost always dipped into our drinks when she was handing them to us. Gross.
Ugh.
So he's just pointing out what a bummer the help is at the casinos, which we were talking about. It is so true that...
to be some stinky farts to overpower the cigarette smell.
This idea of the city as daddy to everybody, you know, you will hire 51% people from Detroit. People want to hire people from Detroit if they're doing something in Detroit. But if the people aren't up to the job, it doesn't work. And there's another email about the very same thing from Adam. In mid can't get a drink rant about the Detroit casinos from yesterday's show, I spent 5 years in the finance department at Greektown. I want to say it's all unionized aside from accounting, IT, marketing, upper management. Guessing all the front of the house is unions, back of the house mostly not. I feel bad saying this, but every so often we get a new hire that seemed not exactly qualified for the job. We just assume they live inside the city limits and we're filling the quota. So.
How much do they make, do you think?
I think they make good money.
And they still have trouble filling it with qualified workers from the city?
I guess so. I can just tell you the people that work there are very so-so. They're always short-handed, too.
Well, that's the big problem. There's just not enough of them. You would think with the markup on booze that you can make money off of it.
Of course. No, they should make tons of money off it. That's what's so ridiculous about it. Booze is a great revenue source for casinos. How could you possibly not have too many waitresses, if anything?
But that's the question I'm wondering. It sounds like they just can't hire enough people to do it.
No, they can't. They all are sadly – it doesn't matter which casino you go to. You will have problems getting served.
Yeah.
It's a real pain in the ass. But in Vegas, they come around all the time. It's like you have to turn them down twice for every time you order something.
And it's free.
Chuck sent something in about Leah Remini, and he heard her on Joe Rogan's podcast. This is a few people have actually sent in about that. I think this was not just this week, but maybe a few weeks ago. She says in Scientology, they're required to file reports on other Scientologists if they see something that goes against the rules. She wrote up and submitted a report on Tom Cruise for when he jumped on Oprah's couch because it wasn't a norm to do that sort of thing. And she wrote up John Travolta for acting in Battlefield Earth. Wait, I thought that was a Scientology film.
It is.
Real good one, too.
Huh. Podcast 908. Oh, yeah. I knew it was a great movie.
There was a good story about Katie Holmes and Jenna Elfman were both on Good Morning America.
Oh, and they were trying to when she was trying to avoid Katie Jenna
Holmes,
Elfman?
Katie Holmes was hiding from Jenna Elfman because she was that freaked out by the Scientology power. It was a couple weeks ago. I'm trying to find that story.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that before, and that was about all I knew was that she was trying to avoid her. I could see her doing that, too.
Yeah, and she demanded a different dressing room.
Chris said something about, he's been meaning to email, he said, my wife graduated from high school with Todd the Wad Courser.
Oh, yeah.
She said he was a big douchebag back then.
You're a big douchebag.
And somebody... Wait, did you tell me this, or was this an email that that's... No, I think you told me that Todd's doing the show from his house.
Yeah, no, when Todd does his show for the Superstation, he Facebook Lives it so you can watch him from his house.
And the funny thing is I really feel, I think, Jay, you agree with this, that he staged his office.
Oh, it sounds like it.
For like a background, because he's got a bookshelf behind him. That has leather-bound books, you know, collection. Like,
These
are clearly illegal books, legal filing books that I've never opened. But then next to it are his skis.
And I'm like, you don't keep your skis in your office, Courser. Get your skis out of there.
I'm just waiting for some fresh powder. I'm going to go thresh out on these skis you see behind me, folks.
Can't wait to hit the half pipe.
I was listening to him on Monday. That other guy, Todd, that called the week before didn't call in, but I was waiting for something, and he kept talking about the national championship game, which was happening concurrently while he was on the air, and he starts talking
about the two teams in it, and he starts talking about Gonzaga.
Uh-huh.
And honest to God, I think he was reading the Wikipedia page for Gonzaga.
Like verbatim?
Because he's like, it's Gonzaga's a private university started back in 1814 by the Christians.
Everything just sounded so matter of a fact. He's like,
and that if you're looking at your map, it's on the left. It's the northwest part of the United States. It'd be on your left. And towards
oh, thank
the top
you. Thank you so much.
It was bizarre.
I had no idea.
Listening to him talk about where this place is and in the background of Gonzaga University. He had some other rant while we were listening, and I can't even remember what the hell he was talking about. He really drones on. He's pretty good at it, too, droning on.
Oh, he's a droner.
He had two viewers while I was watching. Oh, and I refused to watch it live on Facebook Live because I didn't want to be the third person, so I just left it on the news feed.
Really
so
say you can,
yeah, it said two eyeballs. But, you know, you have to click on it to open it, to hear it. So I was just watching him while listening to the AM 910 feed.
What is it? How long is AM 910 going to have zero ratings and run this program where they have these controversial people who do like one two-hour show a week?
You saw they have a new one, right?
A new hire? Who's
yeah,
the new hire?
To take that coveted Monica Conyers slot of, was it 1 to 3 on Sundays?
She was only 1 to 2.
1 to 2. Oh, it was a one-hour slot. Okay, this person, I believe, is taking the one-hour slot.
Who is it?
Do you have any guesses of who they might have?
Yeah, take some guesses. Controversial local figure. I'll give you a big hint. This man is broadcasting live for opening day on the Superstation. It's baseball related.
Oh, Denny McClain.
Denny.
Yeah, okay.
He's taking
that's
that
right.
Spot.
Yeah, you know, they teased that story, and I couldn't stick around to watch it.
1 to 3
Denny
on
McClain's
Sundays.
New job. Denny's great on the radio, by the way.
Well, you know,
he's really good on XYT.
He did
very well.
I was thinking about that. He actually has a background in radio, though.
Mm-hmm.
So that show will I would guess, be one of their better shows, if not the best show.
I would honestly expect him to be a regular on the station before long, if indeed. I mean, unless something's changed.
I thought he was.
Well, Denny's a wheeler dealer, though. Denny will sell the spots. Denny loves to sell.
His politics really don't match up with the other politics of the people on the station, though.
Denny's from the left.
He is?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Big time.
I'm just thinking about stuff he's posted on Facebook.
What's he post about?
Let me go back. I thought he was used the other to be. Side. Okay.
Yeah, back in the XYT days. No, I don't think Denny's a conservative.
Okay. Well,
maybe he's changed. I don't know.
I take it back.
Or maybe it was just a sign of the times. I could have sworn.
He posted a lot of memes.
Maybe I just have it reversed.
Oh, there's his ad for Superstation.
All I'm really seeing is pictures and memorabilia on his.
While you're looking, Paul sent something about how much he hates radio now. I hate to be an anchor, but I have a question. I can't get iTunes to download the podcast. I've subscribed. I've had no problem since the beginning, but the last 2 days it will not download at 5 a.m. when I normally download. Even if I hit the get button, it will only play on my computer, but won't download it for my iPod Nano. I've checked the iTunes update. I'm up to date. I was able to get Monday's podcast at 5:30 p.m., but not at 5 a.m.
Does he have space on his Nano?
Don't know. Tried to get Tuesday's, Wednesday, 5 a.m., no dice either, but he said he got it at 5:30 p.m., but he couldn't get it at 5 a.m.
I think what a lot of it has to do is depends on how often iTunes is checking our RSS feed for new episodes. Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Tell him to just bring his Nano down here and sit with Jay for about 2 hours, and Jay will fix it.
No, but I did email him back already and says he should be good to go.
Okay. Oh, let me see if there's anything. God, I had a lot of good email lately. And just it's sort of, there's so much junk email between it. Sometimes I have trouble getting to it. But, oh, here somebody sent me Paris. It's not Paris. Prince Jackson's Eagle. Oh, God. How stupid. And a guy comparing Fouts to a Walking Dead zombie. Not bad.
Do you still watch Walking Dead?
No, you know, I try to get into it. I just can't, I don't know. For some reason, I lost interest at one point, and I can't seem to get back into it. I just can't. I don't know why.
I did the same.
Well, its ratings for them are way down.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, for this year. But I don't know. I kind of liked the finale, although then they do what shows do and just leave questions open that they should have answered, so...
Yeah, I just thought the show was moving too slowly. I just wanted to move forward, and I just got frustrated with it.
But there's one really cool part, and spoiler alert if you haven't seen the season finale. You know, they're fighting that Negan guy. So the main group is fighting this bad guy, and he's got one of their people. That's the simple way of saying it. So he knows that they're going to attack, so he goes to their place, and he's going to deliver her in a coffin, kind of as like a trade bait, but, you know, the optics of delivering in a coffin. But here's what he doesn't know is that she has a cyanide capsule and she takes it when they leave. So she's dead in the coffin and turns into a zombie. So when he opens it, he gets attacked by a zombie.
Oh,
just got those. A really clever little move.
I like that little plot twist.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple more things from email. First off, love the podcast. Always have loved the show since you started on RAF. Keep up the great work. Always had a positive impact on my state of mind. Thank you. Where's the drop of Prince saying, he's lying his head off? Every time we talk about Jim Fouts and he's denying this his voice, I can hear the Prince in my head.
This man is lying his head off.
He's lying his head off. Yeah, that is a great drop. I agree. And that one should be out there because that, you know, some of the Prince drops were from our phone call with him.
Yeah.
Like, you are now my GTE call block and you can never call here again. I love that he gave GTE a plug in his angry state. Okay, there's a couple more here now.
It's funny, I found a post Denny put up, and the people underneath it are arguing whether or not Denny is a conservative or a Democrat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny. I didn't even think there would be an argument about that.
Here's a post. I hope everyone's watching MSNBC, and I think that is from the date of that wah-wah when that dude released his tax returns.
Oh.
What's that dude's name?
Rachel Maddow?
Yeah.
That dude? What, Denny's talking about that?
That's the day he posted. I hope everybody's watching MSNBC. don't know, maybe he's moderate. God forbid someone be moderate.
Okay, I'm going to move on from, I can't, there were a couple emails.
What happened? I know, you seem really baffled by your email.
Yeah, I'm getting all this junk email now, and so it's just hard to get to the ones. I just got to start printing them.
Yeah, I'll show you how to flag the ones that you want to revisit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We got the television ratings from this week. I promised we'd talk about the newly gay person, who really isn't newly gay.
I can't believe
it. There's some interesting news on the mayoral. Did you hear Sixto Rodriguez, Sugar Man?
Yeah. What's up with him?
He's running for mayor.
He is?
Yeah. He's run before.
Where? Here?
In Detroit.
Huh?
Yeah, he's here. He lives in Cass Corridor. He's still here.
Why is he running for mayor?
I don't know, but he's jumped in there a couple times before for city council and mayor. He acquired a petition to run for mayor in 2013, but then he did file for inclusion on the ballot. He needs a petition signed by like 500 people, I guess. Mm. But he sounds like he's more serious this time. He's 74 years old, though. I don't think he really has a shot. I've been wondering what happened to him.
Yeah, after the doc.
Yeah, the doc came out. It was a huge success. Everybody was so excited for this guy. It was such a great story. And he did some gigs around here. And I heard they were really well attended and people liked him. And there was one thing. The only problem I would say with the doc was that I just didn't get a feel for his music. I don't know if I just didn't like it. It wasn't for me or they didn't play enough music. But I just didn't. It seemed kind of dated.
Well, it is.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but he's still the same guy. He's still, I would assume, making new music. But I just never thought, I figured he'd be out there touring for the next few years. Yeah. And I just don't hear what he's doing. But anyway.
Is he going to be on the ballot as Sugar Man or Sixto Rodriguez?
He should be on there as Sugar Man. He really should. And the other thing was that, we didn't talk about this, but a couple days ago, the Detroit clergy came out for Duggan.
Yeah.
Which didn't surprise me because they usually want to be on the side, the winning side, and also I think they feel he has an advantage in that he's just got a network in place and he doesn't have all that startup stuff. It just takes a while to get going, I think. And Coleman Young, whatever his name is, Joel Loving, he's awfully young. You can kind of, I don't know, I just feel the greenness about him. I wouldn't think he'd be ready to be mayor anyway. I'm sure he would love to argue about that.
Yeah, I mean, he's done some stuff in the Michigan Congress, in the state. He's a state senator. He's gotten some stuff done, but not nearly. No, you're right. He doesn't have the system that Duggan has.
I really got a sense, too, that he wanted to stir up the old bullshit. He brought up race out of nowhere in our conversation. And I'm not saying race doesn't matter, but I think to openly try to create an issue out of race, because you do have a white guy who is the mayor, who's running for re-election, who hasn't done anything for the neighborhoods, or so he would say. And I don't even agree with that, by the way, because I think the problems that exist in the neighborhoods, there are some that are almost unfixable. Unless you're going to just drop a money bomb on a lot of people, I'm not even sure that would help. Because I don't think even there's a lot of illiteracy.
I know.
The problems are so deep and entrenched. The poverty that exists in Detroit is so deeply entrenched, and Detroit has by far the worst poverty problem of any metropolitan city its size. I don't know what to do. I wouldn't even promise anything. Other than good services, that's all you can do.
We've talked about this before, though. That is that is the right way to attack him, because of course he's going to take care of downtown and getting money into the city first.
Well, do it.
And yeah,
you want to spend the money where it can do something, and you know it can do something. Yeah. It can help. And he has created some good revenue streams. I mean, there is money now pouring through the city into these apartments and these condos and these buildings that have been rehabbed. And all the business that's downtown, the Pistons will bring in more revenue streams and more ticket sales, more bodies downtown, more money being spent. I mean, that's you've got to spend the money where it can do some good. I mean, if you just pour money into neighborhoods, I'm not even sure what you're going to get out of that. But
of course.
Anyway, I thought it was interesting that that the clergy came out this soon. O'Reilly, another bad day.
I was just my new favorite game is, what time did NBC News run their O'Reilly story tonight?
And what time did they
this
run
is
their
the
story?
The third day in a row now they've done a story on Bill O'Reilly.
And they're not going to stop either.
It's a little further back in the agenda as it was yesterday.
Okay.
But about minute 11. Minute 12.
A minute 12 into the broadcast?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, after yesterday's.
At minute 12, so 12 minutes into the broadcast.
Oh, okay.
Nearly three dozen advertisers have now abandoned O'Reilly's show after the network reportedly paid out millions to settle sexual harassment complaints against him. But today, President Trump himself came to O'Reilly's defense. NBC's Ann Thompson has more.
Oh, this is just perfect.
Is he the guy you want to defend right now? It's
right now.
No, it's the last guy.
As advertisers continue to flee the O'Reilly factor, 35 and counting tonight,
fuck it.
Bill O'Reilly gained a powerful defender against accusations the Fox News star sexually harassed female colleagues. Coming to his side, President Donald Trump. In an interview with the New York Times, Trump called O'Reilly a good person. O'Reilly and Fox News settled claims from five women for $13 million, according to the Times. But Trump said, "I think he shouldn't have settled," adding, "I don't think Bill did anything wrong." That defense of O'Reilly, who Trump says he knows well, infuriated attorney Lisa Bloom.
I've been flooded with calls, by the way, from Fox News women all week.
Now representing Wendy Walsh, a former Fox contributor who claims O'Reilly harassed her.
And I simply said, "I'm sorry, I can't do that."
Trump has been accused of unwanted sexual conduct in the past and denied it. His comments about an actress during an Access Hollywood taping almost derailed his presidential campaign.
Any chance to run that?
Trump apologized, but no new words from O'Reilly. Just his statement earlier this week that his fame made him vulnerable to lawsuits and he settled to protect his children. A controversy in the headlines during April, what the president has proclaimed as National Sexual Assault and Prevention Month. Ann Thompson, NBC News, New York.
Fuck it!
Story. There's really nothing there. It's just another chance for NBC
there
to
was
run
nothing.
An
there was nothing new.
Fox ad.
There was no story whatsoever. I mean, they could have.
Well, the president spoke about it.
Well, is that really worthy of the fourth story of the day?
No.
A package
new.
That big?
New.
I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
But the number of advertisers has gone up another 12 advertisers from yesterday. Mm-hmm. Why these people are still on Fox, I would think people would start literally wanting these people to boycott Fox entirely and say, no, this is not just Bill O'Reilly. He's on their network. They had a guy running it who was doing the same bullshit. So,
well, yeah,
you know, either dump Fox or we're going to start protesting you.
If they're so self-righteous, why didn't they dump Fox when the whole Roger Ailes thing came out?
Because they want to be on Fox. Yeah, I think they probably like Fox. They're probably conservative
demographic.
Companies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's their audience.
The National Organization of Women is now calling for O'Reilly to be fired.
And they won't be the last organization. And I'm just amazed that he said nothing last night. Will he say something tonight? I don't know. I think he's got to say something pretty soon. I mean, but I would expect there'd be an announcement that Bill O'Reilly's going to address it. And
there
I don't know if he's capable of apologizing, though, because first of all, he's lied about it for so long. He suggested he did nothing wrong. He's just a target. Everyone knows that's a joke.
Well, then why'd you settle? Even the president said he shouldn't have settled.
And there are going to be more women, too. I don't think we're done hearing from women, either who have experienced trouble at Fox or with him. I would imagine if six have come forward or seven, there's got to be another 20. Who just haven't said anything yet.
I do like hearing the companies coming out and being very self-righteous a company.
Oh, yeah.
And tweeting out things like, let's see, H&R Block wrote, "We share your concern about recent allegations and no longer advertise during the O'Reilly factor as a result." Which is interesting considering tax day is almost here. So were they really going to advertise past April 15th? H&R Block?
No.
Is that an easy stance to take?
Oh, yeah.
Amica Insurance, our ads in the O'Reilly factor.
See, I've never heard of Amica Insurance, so this is all working for them because now I know about Amica.
Our ads in the O'Reilly factor are being pulled. It may take a few days for this to occur. Why?
That's ridiculous.
No, you can pull ads right away. TouchNote also said it pulled its ads, but some will still air as they've been pre-booked.
That's really kind of funny.
Well,
really? They really bought that? They went to Fox and said, "We want to pull our ads." And Fox said,
"No.
Well, some are pre-booked. We can't pull them.
No,
they're already in there. They can't come out of the machinery. It's impossible."
That's a lie. It's probably, we're not going to renew. And there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on O'Reilly in the next couple of weeks. So this is kind of a win-win for us.
Yeah, and here he is on Twitter. "Hey, tonight on The Factor, Senator Lindsey Graham updates us on the Susan Rice situation." So I mean, it's a big news story, and he's just avoiding himself.
And is he going to mention that the president was talking about him today? Is that going to come up on the O'Reilly Effect?
I don't know. Usually a host would mention if the president
I think if the president's talking about you, I would think you'd want to mention that.
Hyundai does not currently run ads on the O'Reilly Factor. It pulled spots on a future episode, saying it wanted to partner with companies and programming that shares values of inclusion and diversity. So they haven't even had ads. So they're pulling a
good for Hyundai. Look at all the plugs they get for that.
Well, if you were a company and you didn't have any ad, why don't you just say, "Well, hey, we were going to buy O'Reilly, but we are not doing it. We do not agree with him."
We should probably tweet out tonight that
the podcast
was planning on advertising on the O'Reilly Factor, but we will not be doing that. We believe in inclusion.
Fucking thing sucks.
I don't know. This just doesn't feel like it's going to just drift away. You know the old 1 week theory that hey, just wait a week, it'll go away. I don't know about this. Can this go away? Doesn't feel like it to me.
Not when they start adding up like this. I mean, we've seen it in the past with, you know, Cosby and.
Yeah, a couple more girls would really hurt.
Yeah, but it's not even about that now. It's about the advertisers pulling.
And but now that's about the girls.
Yeah, but now it's this momentum of advertisers pulling, and if you stay, you look like you're tone deaf, regardless of what the story is.
But a couple girls would make it a lot easier for anybody else to leave if they haven't left already. I just feel like he's got to do something. The other problem, with this too, is that he's 67 years old. If this job blows up, what does he do?
Writes books.
I don't think writing books is enough for him.
I don't know.
He likes being on TV.
He's been cranking those books out. They all sell.
How does he crank those books out, by the way?
Because Martin Duggard or whoever the co-writer is does all the research.
I mean, honest to God, when does he have time to just churn out 8 books a year?
He's a good writer. He's a fast writer.
All the killing ones.
I don't see how anybody can write that fast.
I kind of like his books.
I mean, I'm just starting to think that maybe he just puts his name on the books. Like, look, I know what I'm doing. Let me write them. You just put your name on them and talk about them.
Well, he used to be a teacher, so I think the other guy does, honestly, all the research, and then he just crafts the story. So what does that take? Probably takes him a couple weekends and a week.
I don't know. I think it would take a lot of time. He must do nothing but work, and maybe that's why he has to have chicks, like, right now when he wants them, because he doesn't have time. He's too busy writing books. I mean, he churns out material. Yeah. He's got a show every day, and he's got a new book every month.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like he needs people to put out like right now or forget it.
He's really got that whole killing thing down. After he ran out of people that were actually killed, he started coming up with people who didn't get killed, but
like the Empire, just name one on the Empire, the Japanese Empire.
Killing the Rising Sun. Also killing Reagan and
that's a good one.
The cartoon ad in USA Today today is O'Reilly holding a book up. Killing O'Reilly. Self-inflicted. Scandals, payouts.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, not bad. Latest in my series. He obviously is so busy when he has an hour free, and he wants to make a deposit in some dumpster. He just demands that whoever he's with comply.
And you know there's got to be.
And that's why he's so pissed when they won't. He's like, "Oh, I only got an hour.
Don't you fuck it.
We'll do it live."
Don't you feel bad for the girls that did put out and are like, "Oh man, I could have settled with this guy for a couple million instead. I just put out. Damn it!"
But like I said, at his age, he better figure some way out of this thing. I just don't believe he can just waltz through this and say nothing. It seems impossible to me. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, this guy in Warren Fouts. How does he? I mean, first of all, he can't go anywhere. He can't be anywhere in front of a camera or a microphone, or he's going to get yelled questions that his answers sound so stupid. He wants to change the subject. He can't change it. The subject is not going to change, in my opinion, especially because he's not talking to anybody. If he talked to the media, if he kind of got through it, maybe the subject would change, but I doubt it. I don't know. That's it. That's an interesting one.
Well, when he did talk to the media, it blew up in his face. Claiming they had some deal.
How can you suggest? What possible reason would there be for not taking a polygraph?
Germont.
And how many examples can he give of people who've had this done to them? None, because it's never happened, because it doesn't happen, because it's him.
That was a manufactured, engineered tape.
Yeah. Okay, just like, who else?
No, that was not me on the tape.
He sounds like such an idiot. Anyway.
You can do it by Adobe Cellophane.
Yeah, what? By Adobe.
Adobe Cellophane Player.
Adobe Cellophane.
Why don't you give us an example of how that works? Why don't you take something, why don't you have your assistant say something else and then put it in your voice? Because it's so easy. Show us how that works.
And he's a bandwagon jumper.
Take a polygraph.
He was rooting for North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, like anybody cares about anything he says about anything.
I know, that only had 29 likes.
I'm sorry it had that many. All right, April is here. You know what that means. It's time for baseball in the D and deals in the D. During spring clearance event, you can lease a new Compass or Patriot for $129 a month, or a new Dodge Journey or a Caravan for $199 a month. If you want to get behind the wheel of a new Jeep, how about a Grand Cherokee for $249 a month, or a new Jeep Wrangler Unlimited for $269 a month? And we got new Roche copy, yes. Of course, they have the low back pain study going on, the research study. They're still looking for volunteers. It takes about 20 minutes. It does multiple visits. You have to pop in there about 10 times. But if you've had low back pain for at least 3 months, then you probably don't mind, because this low-level laser light they're using is giving people relief from minor low back pain. But they need
using these lasers.
Yes, these low-level lasers, laser light, they're finding people are getting relief from minor low back pain. But they need to do this study to move further with the project. But, hey, you can be one of those early early adopters, those early beneficiaries, if you're a qualified participant. If you had at least 3 months of low back pain, contact Dr. Roche at 248-338-1110. This is an obnoxious problem, and I'm sure many of you, or some of you, hopefully very few of you, would love to get rid of it.
I'm in pain all the time.
That's one of his patients. www.droche.com for details, or 248-338-1110 for Dr. Roche. Then one final item. Oh, that's all for today. That's right. That's it. Today in Rock, also brought to you by Dr. Roche. If I can put my hands on my own paperwork here somewhere.
Meanwhile, NBC News also had a story on the Kendall Jenner Pepsi thing.
Oh, great.
And, of course, people are talking about it very seriously, which is just silly.
I think I want to see this.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the funny part is they did show the memes that have taken over the internet, which are really, you know, we talked about a few earlier, are kind of funny. But I just saw a new one that I hadn't seen. And you know that famous picture of that one cop at the college where all the students are sitting down and he's just spraying them with mace? He's been a meme for other things.
Oh, yeah. You know,
just,
yes.
Just kind of just lackadais. They just put a Pepsi can in his hand, so it looks like he's spraying them with Pepsi. See, this is where the internet's hilarious. They can do some funny stuff with this.
Yeah, they had a picture of the Pepsi can in front of the tanks and the, what is it?
Yeah, and Tiananmen Square.
Oh, boy.
That's awesome. That's funny stuff, man.
Did you see Kendall avoiding the cameras at the airport?
Why?
She had her purse in front of her face.
Do you think if it wasn't Kendall Jenner, it wouldn't be as big of a deal?
Well, it's, still, you're insinuating that Pepsi is
no,
the preferred
ludicrous
beverage of your protests and of your riots.
And we'll bring people together. It's ludicrous. But the fact that it's Kendall Jenner just takes it to that other level of absurdness.
I think it, in terms of just total stupidity, it adds something. But in terms of it being, I don't care who hands that Pepsi to the cop or who's in that photo shoot.
Okay.
It's still just as stupid.
Okay, I just thought it was made dumber by the appearance of a Kardashian.
I would agree with that to some degree. Yeah, I think that's true.
It's stupid either way, but it's dumber because it's her.
I cannot believe that I was hit in the face with a full mace spray.
There's another one, a picture of Martin Luther King Jr. on the phone. It says, tell Jesse to get a six-pack of Pepsi and bring it to Selma. I'll explain later.
Yeah, his daughter actually tweeted today something like, too bad daddy didn't know about Pepsi.
The power of a Pepsi.
Oh, ridiculous. So can you run the...
Yeah, I'll back it up.
The spot or the story? The package?
By the way, this, and maybe this is too nerdy, but you know that ad was made by someone in-house at Pepsi, not their ad agency?
Oh.
Whoops. Isn't that why you pay an ad agency?
I've got the greatest idea. Oh, my God. We've got to do this ourselves. We don't even need the agency for it. We can avoid the 15% fee.
That dude is so blown out.
Oh, and look at all the money they spent, too. They got all these extras in the crowd.
Yeah, look at all the free advertising they're getting, though.
Yeah.
Sparking a big backlash on social media, Pepsi has now pulled the commercials, which features a reality TV star, after critics claimed it was in bad taste and trivialized the Black Lives Matter movement.
Oh,
NBC's
Gabe
Gutierrez
that.
Explains.
Tonight, Pepsi is in damage control after being accused of exploiting racial protests to sell soda. The 2.5-minute ad released Tuesday on...
Wait a sec. He just insinuated that is a racial protest. You don't know that. Could be a protest.
I don't know. I don't know why anyone...
Could be an anti-PepsiCo protest for all we know.
Be an anti-war protest.
Be
there's
anything.
Peace signs in it.
Yeah.
Well, how many peace signs you see in a Black Lives Matter protest?
Not many, if any.
Explains.
I just thought it was dumb that he
tonight,
said it.
Pepsi is in damage control after being accused of exploiting racial protests to sell soda.
By the way, should not spit on that guy she's winking at.
Released Tuesday on YouTube, features model and reality TV star Kendall Jenner happily joining a group of young protesters.
Hey!
It never specifically references the Black Lives Matter movement, but many critics noted the stark contrast between the image of Jenner handing a soft drink to an officer and pictures like this one of riot
totally
police
different.
Detaining a woman in Baton Rouge last summer.
This ad trivializes the urgency of the issues, and it diminishes the seriousness and the gravity of why we got into the street in the first place.
Wow.
On social media,
you,
the
take
video
way
widespread anger.
They really want to be upset,
Even
don't
Martin
they?
Luther King Jr.'s daughter,
he should have just said, we'd like to be involved in a story, so remember us?
Yeah.
This is our way of getting back into the national conversation.
Seriousness and the gravity of why we got into the street in the first place.
On social media, the video quickly drew widespread anger and ridicule. Even Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter, Bernice, sarcastically tweeted, if only her father had known
yeah,
about
she's
the
laughing
power
at how stupid
of Pepsi.
It is.
I've never seen an ad get this negative response so quickly, and I think that it will make Pepsi reevaluate what they're doing with their brand.
Today, Pepsi yanked the ad, saying the company was trying to project a global message of unity, peace, and understanding. Clearly, we missed the mark, and we apologize.
Oops!
Decades ago, this iconic Coke commercial during the Flower Power movement struck the right tone at the right time. As Pepsi found out, times have changed. Here is NBC News, Miami.
Kendall Jenner, front and center of the biggest boob off, boob fuck up.
And they apologize.
Stupid ad.
And they apologize to her.
She was in the thing.
I know.
If she had the brain power, she could have maybe figured out, you know, this is kind of hokey. Really? Mm-hmm. She looks like quite a pleased participant to me. Today in Rock, brought to you by Dr. Roche. Call for a consult, 248-338-1110. And some interesting things today. 1968, Pink Floyd announced Syd Barrett left the band. Wasn't quite that simple. They were tired of Syd strumming one note constantly during an entire show or not strumming anything and not doing anything, just standing there. And they were on their way to a gig. This is earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And they just decided not to pick Syd up. It was a little out of the way, and they're just like, why are we picking him up? He's not going to do anything. So they just didn't pick him up, and they never picked him up again. And then finally Syd made an announcement. He did a couple solo albums. I've seen reviews of his two solo albums, and some people find them very interesting. And his mind was in a weird place. I've never really listened to him myself. I'd like you sometime. Same day, though, that Simon and Garfunkel's soundtrack to The Graduate, Behind the Strength of the Number One Single, Mrs. Robinson, went to the top of the U.S. album charts. And I was kind of interested in that because, you know, the song Mrs. Robinson and the character's name is Mrs. Robinson, Anne Bancroft's character. I love that movie, too. Always love The Graduate. And so I'm reading about it, and it turns out that Paul Simon was working on a song called Mrs. Roosevelt, and he mentioned that to Mike Nichols. He said, well, could you change that to Mrs. Robinson? And he said, well, yeah, I could do that. And so he sort of worked a little, tried to make it fit a little better into what the movie was doing. And in the end, nobody really complained. I mean, people thought the song was about, they thought it was specifically written for the movie, and it kind of was, but not entirely. And then the line, where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio?
Yeah.
Which bothered Joe DiMaggio. He's like, what do you mean, where have I gone? I'm still here. I'm fine.
Doing Mr. Coffee yet.
And Simon said what he meant was, there are just so few iconic people that you can look up to at this point in time. and also that he was a bigger Mickey Mantle fan. And so they asked him, well, why don't you say, where have you gone, Mickey Mantle? He said, well, it's a matter of syllables. I needed more syllables.
Have you seen his pubes?
Used DiMaggio.
What did you do to your pubes? Joe has straightened them all out.
Here's the best.
I still have that picture. I came across it in that box of things I went through this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you must have found all kinds of creepy things.
Along with the Wally Cox.
Marlon Brando. Picture. The song should have obviously won the Oscar for best song, but there was never. You have to fill out some kind of a form, I guess, to be nominated, and they never bothered to fill one out, so it didn't win. It did win Record of the Year, though, the next year's Grammys, 1969's Grammys, and it was the first Record of the Year with ties to rock music, which is amazing if you think about it. I mean, so it took rock and roll was around from 56, 57 on. It took that long to get a rock song as Record of the Year, but it did. And The Graduate's 50 years old. It actually came out in 67, so... God, it's a great movie. I still like that movie. Have you seen it lately, anybody?
No.
Just
the
ending.
Last 5 years?
I always seem to come across the ending for some reason.
I saw the ending yesterday. I think somebody's talking about the 50-year deal, and there was Benjamin at the top of the church, you know, banging on the glass. I love that little car he drove around. I think it was a little MG.
Is that what it was?
Remember that little convertible he was driving? Because he was from a wealthy family, too, so he had that little car he buzzed around and fucked around all summer before he went into plastics. That's indeed what he did.
So there's a spider?
Was it a spider? Could have been a spider. It was just a tiny little convertible. Two-door convertible. Yeah, it could have been a Fiat spider. That spider was a real popular car. Then on this day in 71, God, that's a good song. Rolling Stones, always a step behind the Beatles. Sorry, but it's true. They launched their own label, Rolling Stones Records. The first album released was a Brian Jones record, credited as the first world music album. I don't even know what they're talking about. It's something Brian Jones did before he died, I guess. 74 on this day, over 200,000 attended California Jam 1 in Ontario, California. One of those World Series of Rock type deals with Black Sabbath. You know, it's funny how the festivals, there was Woodstock, and then there was California Jam, and there was Watkins Glen. You know, people were trying to sort of repeat Woodstock. And Watkins Glen, a lot of people say there were more people there than at Woodstock, but that whole phenomenon of getting 400,000 people in one place just kind of...
What was the one here in Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
Something Lake?
Goose Lake?
Goose Lake,
yeah. And that was... There's so many great stories about that.
What was the one with the Hell's Angels?
Oh, that was Altamont.
That was before Woodstock.
No, it was after
it
Woodstock.
Was after?
Yeah, it was after. It was.
The year before?
No, it was 69. It was, oh, okay. It was, I want to say it was just a couple months after. It wasn't long after, but it was after. It was one of the last events in the 60s, so I know it was 69 late.
And then they disappeared for a long time until Woodstock 94 and Woodstock 99. And, of course, now there's Coachella and, what's the other one, Bonnaroo. But that's...
I don't know what the numbers are for those, but they've got to be big.
They seem to be about it, but in Europe, they have festivals... All the time.
They do.
Massive festivals.
And they don't seem to have a lot of problems. But California Jam 1 was Black Sabbath, Deep Purple, Earth, Wind, and Fire, ELP, Black Oak, Arkansas, Seals and Crofts. And the headliners were the Eagles. It's funny, they got Black Sabbath, Deep Purple, ELP, Black Oak, Arkansas, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Who do seem, you know, I don't know, a lot of people like Earth, Wind, and Fire, but I would see that as kind of an odd pairing there. And then Seals and Crofts, too, although they were the opening act. 1979, Rod Stewart married George Hamilton's ex-wife, Alana Hamilton, in Beverly Hills. They were divorced 5 years later. And then 1987, Roger Waters' attorneys issued a statement saying Roger was the driving creative force of Pink Floyd and that he would contest use of the name by anyone. And while I agree with Roger Waters, he did lose, and Gilmour and the other two guys were allowed to go on as Pink
Floyd. Other two guys.
Yeah, the other 12.
Wright, Mason.
Yeah, they were great. And those three were extremely successful as Pink Floyd. I mean, those were the biggest years of Pink Floyd, really, in terms of concert revenue. The records, the original records, though, that was really, those were Roger's songs they were playing. That's what's so weird about Pink Floyd at that point. Roger's gone. They're playing mostly his songs, and they're making gazillions, and I don't know, it's just kind of weird. It's sort of like that Creedence Clearwater that was going around without John Fogerty. He wrote everything for that band, but they were punished by having to be called Creedence Clearwater Revisited. Oops. 1998, Wendy O. Williams of the Plasmatics died from a self-inflicted gunshot. And Tammy Wynette died the same day. She sold over 30 million records, including Stand By Your Man. Ugh. Best known possibly because of Hillary Clinton's quote during 60 Minutes when she was trying to...
I'm not going to stand here like some Tammy Wynette.
I'm not sitting home making cookies like Tammy Wynette, Stand By Your Man.
That was really the end of her, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was.
She never stood
she
a didn't, chance.
She did not recover from that. That was people just went, oh my God, yikes! What a nasty bitch.
Jesus. It ended before it even started. No one told her, though.
It's funny. I've seen chunks of that interview over. It's so weird. That's her.
This is the first time the...
I'm not sitting around baking cookies standing by my man like Tammy Wynette. She mentions Tammy Wynette, too, doesn't she? Like that stupid Tammy Wynette.
she really did demean Tammy Wynette.
Absolutely. And that light fell, almost hit her.
Poor Bill was sitting next to
her. I'm not letting some stupid light take me out. Are you kidding? I got a better net.
She just chucks it across the room. Bill was sitting next to her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they were together.
He could have said something. He looked defeated.
That's the warden.
She don't have to stand by. She don't have to stand by me. Whatever she does is fine. Can you believe I have to put up with this garbage? That's the warden. I'm proud of him. Proud of the warden. And you wonder why I cheated on her? Oh, here it is. Here's the audio.
You know, I'm not sitting here as some little woman standing by my man like Tammy Wynette. I'm sitting here because I love him and I respect him. And I honor what he's been through and what we've been through together. And, you know, if that's not enough for people, then heck, don't vote for him.
You know, it's funny. A couple things. Yeah, she's really revealed there.
Oh, my God.
Yikes. But
she loves him and respects him. Really?
I can tell you, he is just...
She would have... If she had blown him on 60 Minutes just to show the country, I don't think people would have believed it.
But he is just the master politician because after she says it, he, like, does that face where is it? I love you. That face.
Yeah, that upturned face.
And he was holding
lips.
He was holding her hand already, but he grabs even harder and puts his other hand on top. it's such a subtle move, but it's so masterful.
And it's so 90s because this is during the big teal.
Yeah.
She's wearing a teal suit.
Over a teal turtleneck.
I'm sitting here because I love him.
Watch him, Brandon.
And I respect him. And I honor what he's been through and what we've been through together.
Oh, thanks,
Hilda. And, you know, if that's not enough for people, then heck, don't vote for him.
Don't tell him that, though.
It almost makes me ill how badly they wanted that presidency.
Stop right there.
Oh, I know.
They're willing to act like they're a young, loving couple.
I know.
What a fucking joke. God. I mean, who can stand that? And, you know, in that... That book I picked up, and I know we read some excerpts from it, and I didn't read that much beyond what we had talked about because I want to jump in there and read more about what we had talked about. Chelsea Clinton actually bitches in there that she never touches me, hugs me, holds my hand unless there's cameras around. She said it's the same with my dad. They never hold hands or anything unless there's a camera around.
Well, I don't think Hillary Clinton... expresses much warmth towards people.
No, and I think, I don't know if it was George Stephanopoulos, but it was, you know, various people that worked in the administration said the same thing, that when there was a camera, they turned it on. All of a sudden, they were a different kind of couple entirely.
Remember the big example of that was 08 when she's running, and was she in Maine? I don't know. She's at some diner, and she's just like, starts fake crying.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to see that happen again. And everyone's like, you don't cry. You're full of it. This is phony. Beat it. We already know who you are.
And remember the time in the State of the Union when he introduced her for some reason and made this big to-do about how fabulous she was. And then the crowd's all giving her a standing ovation. And he looks up and he does it. I love you. I love you. It was like, oh, come on.
Jay.
And even this year's convention,
yeah,
when he said,
"And so wonderful."
When I saw her walk across campus, I
know,
1971, I started.
I think
irresistible hot thing.
Isn't how fake this is, where she's trying to be.
Well, luckily, I do have on special days. I do have help.
She's trying to relate to
if
people.
You see me every day, and if you, you know, look on some of the websites and listen to some of the commentators, they always find me on the day that I didn't have help. It's not easy. Oh. It's not easy.
No laughs.
No.
And I couldn't do it if I just didn't, you know, passionately believe it was the right thing to do. You know, I have so many opportunities from this country.
I got to try and relate to these people.
I just don't want to see us fall backwards.
Fake.
You know. So.
That's the closest you've come to crying.
You know, this is very personal for me. It's not just political. It's not just public. I see what's happening.
It's personal for me because I want to be president.
And some people think elections are a game. They think it's like who's up or who's down. It's about our country. It's about our kids' futures.
It's about me. I want
a
job!
It's really about all of us together. You know, some of us put ourselves out there and do this against some pretty difficult odds. And we do it, each one of us, because we care about our country.
Like the ones, the odds.
But some of us are right and some of us are wrong. Some of us are ready and some of us are not. Some of us know what we will do on day one, and some of us haven't really thought that through enough.
She's still
so
on the attack
when we
while trying
look
to cry.
At the array of problems we have and the potential for it getting really spinning out of control, this is one of the most important elections America's ever faced. So, as tired as I am...
I don't think I want you to win, then.
And I am.
That important.
And as difficult it is to kind of keep up what I try to do on the road, like occasionally exercise and try to eat right. It's tough when you lose food is pizza.
Passing out.
I just believe so strongly in who we are as a nation. So I'm going to do everything I can to make my case.
Every single election is the most important election,
you know, then the voters
of our
get to
lives.
Decide. Thank you all.
She got ripped to shreds for that.
I just have never heard her sound more fake.
Somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you.
My man. It was Rocky Lockridge.
Where's the rest?
He wasn't crying. He didn't cry?
I'm going to keep waiting for
He didn't cry that time?
Because I know somewhere
I keep waiting for Lyle Menendez
heart,
in the background.
I still love you.
I still remember the name of the guy that emailed and said he was going to turn off his radio if we played it one more time. His name was Matt.
Oh, Matt. Pause. He's never turned on his radio since.
Okay, so here's who is gay, everybody.
Oh, boy. Sit down.
I'm out to remind you, or to tell you.
I don't believe it.
Hold on to your dicks.
Barry Manilow is gay.
What?
Yes, Barry Manilow, for the first time, has announced that he is gay. And he didn't come out for decades because he thought it would disappoint fans. And I really gave that a lot of thought as to why he thought it would disappoint fans. Does he think that, okay, first of all, does that mean he thought that the female fans wanted him to fuck them?
Oh, yeah, he's a sex symbol.
Yep.
And did he think that the male fans want him to fuck women instead of dudes?
Well, I don't think his male fans cared because most of them were gay. After all, he got his start performing in bathhouses.
But if male fans were mostly gay, then you'd think they'd want him to be gay because then they could boo for him. Maybe.
It must be about the women, the women fans.
Yeah. So he really, I mean, I often wonder that, though, when people are sex symbols, quote unquote. Do they really think that the people would not be their fans if they thought, well, I don't even have a chance of banging him. He's not even the right sexuality for me.
No. See if you remember this one.
I'm not going to like his music.
See if you remember this one.
Oh, yeah.
The medley.
He's been with his longtime manager, quote unquote, since 1978. He's been with this dude.
He became his manager after he started dating him.
Yes.
And
he married his high school sweetheart, though.
Yeah.
And he said he was in love with her. It sounded like he was banging chicks for a while there. He said last year.
He also said he never struggled with his sexuality.
But he made it sound like he was perfectly happy with his high school sweetheart.
He was probably banging everything.
I know a lot of guys who are gay. I said, no. That don't have nothing to do with me.
Right.
I'm telling you about a rumor that was out, that's floating around about me before you get caught up into this relationship and find this out. From the backside or sideswiped or whatever.
I don't know if you want to say from the backside.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. Coming up the road. You know what I mean. He's such a sick guy. He's such a sick guy. But I'm just saying that. Look, that's how it went.
There's some people on Twitter that ask me, say, ask Cardale this.
Well,
are you gay?
No.
Are you gay, man?
No.
Are you bisexual?
No. I'm not on the down low.
Here's Prince again. Are you gay? That's what people want to know.
I'm not. No.
Not bisexual.
No. I'm a 100% man. I don't do no homophobic. I don't do no none of that. There's nothing about no dude that I see.
I love somebody answering a jingle. This is so cool. Are you gay?
No. But I'm surprised with Manilow when he sees the...
Here's Prince again.
You know, he saw Freddie Mercury and Elton John.
Yeah, no.
Accepted.
He's in the world where people can come out of the closet.
You know, it's a little bit late, but he's an older guy.
I don't think that you know I had something to do with it, okay? Now, when we went out on the road last time, I put it. We had it in the act, you know? And all my artsy friends came to me. All my artsy fartsy friends came to me.
All my gay friends.
And they said, Manilow, how could you do such a thing? How could you put such a piece of garbage in your act? And then, all my trashy friends came to me and they said, I love that medley that you do.
You know what this is, right?
Ah, yes.
It's the jingles.
And so how could I resist? So we're going to do our little VSM for you.
I'm really
now,
looking
next
forward.
Time you hear
Steve,
any of
remember
this
stuff, one?
Coming at you from your radios and televisions, you got to think of us, all of us up here on
hey,
the
just
stage,
just play the
okay?
fucking song, Barry.
You can turn off your radios and televisions and... See if you remember this one. There's barking at the kitchen, yelling in the hall.
I was going ape shit for commercial jingles.
Gay! And kids in the way.
Mavs would be smiling right now.
See if you remember this one.
Thank you, Barry. I liked what he said about his longtime manager. He said he dealt with, he didn't know who he was when they met in 1978. Yeah. He didn't know. He had, you know, three or four number one hits at that point. Didn't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know who you are. I just want to have sex with you. They dealt with each other like two normal people instead of a superstar and a normal person, as he put it. So I guess Barry is a superstar, or he says he's a superstar. But anyway, I'm happy for Barry and his manager.
They've been married for 2 years now.
Yeah. 2014.
So why is this a story today?
Because he said it, I guess.
I know it's the cover of People magazine. Does People pay?
I don't think so.
Does
no.
he need? Is he got an album coming out that he wants to?
I don't know.
Plug.
I honestly, I do not know. Maybe he's got probably touring at least.
Oh.
TV ratings were out today too.
See if you remember this one.
And the Oregon UNC game was number one, almost 19 million. I don't know how that is for. Huh. Basketball.
Well, I know the Saturday games broke records, or they were way up. The Final Four, the Oregon.
Yeah.
So that's one of them, the Oregon-North Carolina game. That was the second one. The other one would have been
Oregon-North Carolina, Gonzaga. Oregon-North
Carolina
is not, those aren't even in the top 20. They don't show them.
Hmm.
Basketball analysis is number two, and then NCIS, The Big Bang Theory, Dancing with the Stars, number five. They Charo out on her ass, by the way. Chris Kattan and Charo. You know, it's funny when somebody gets tossed out like real early in Dancing with the Stars. Isn't the whole country just saying we don't like you?
Yep.
We don't like you.
Yep. Sure.
We just don't like you. I don't care how good your dancing is.
Beat it.
And Charo, she always danced the same to me. It just she's always grabbing her.
Yeah.
Grabbing her her dress or whatever.
Shaking her boobs.
And let's see, after Dancing with the Stars, Bull ACM Awards.
Bull.
ACM Awards? What's that? Country
American
music?
Country music. Oh,
okay.
Bull, the favorite show of Count David Wimp.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of why we had to get off the phone.
Bull.
The Voice is 8th and 9th. Blue Bloods, 60 Minutes. CBS just dominates. NCIS, Hawaii 50, more CBS. Little Big Shots on NBC. Survivor on CBS, Grey's Anatomy, Mom on CBS, Criminal Minds, Fox's Empire, Modern Family, The Great Indoors, and then the cable top 10, Walking Dead, 11.3 million, and Street Outlaws and Discovery, Fixer Upper, Cubs Cardinals, O'Reilly Factor, number five, WWE Raw, O'Reilly Factor, and then more WWE Raw.
I don't think I'd watch any of those things at all.
I don't watch any of those CBS shows. You know what I watched last night? I watched 4 episodes of Stranded with $1 Million.
Oh! And?
I sent you a couple text messages.
I did. I felt guilty because I stopped watching it after the second episode because you didn't seem like you were interested in it.
Oh, I always wanted to watch it, and then I finally realized I can just watch it on demand. So I binged watched it last night. And I got to tell you, I don't know how much further I can go because I hate a couple people so much. Which is good. I mean, that's what makes a show good, generally.
I knew you were going to hate Corey. I just knew it.
Oh, he's such a dick. He's such a dick. The girl I hate even more, Makani or whatever her name is.
Oh, boy. I don't know. See, this is the problem. I watched it a while ago. I don't remember.
She's with Cody. Cody and Chris, you know, is the other guy and the girl. And there's 4 people who are left who are the other team. And basically, they get money for every – they have to hike like a 3.5-hour hike. And if they make it within a certain time, they get $100,000. But they have nothing. They have no survival skills whatsoever. So they can buy, for example, they can buy a tent for $30,000. They can buy a pizza for $5,000. There's all these things they can buy.
But the hook is they started with $1 million.
Yeah.
And whatever they spend, they obviously, that goes out of the pot of whatever the winner gets.
Right. And the first sort of chink was when they call one girl and they said, okay, it's your temptation. You can bring one other person, and she hasn't eaten in 3 days because they're on water, but nobody figures out how to fish. They turned down everything they could buy. They could buy not a sword, but a machete, which is great for the coconuts and for whatever else, and to build a shelter.
It's a handy tool.
They did nothing of the sort, though, because they didn't buy the machete because the one guy, Corey, figured, well, I'm tough. I'm going to talk everybody out of buying anything, and that way they'll suffer like crazy and they'll start quitting.
Yeah, he's such a dick.
And they did. They only had 7 people by the 3rd day, I think. So anyway, it's this 4-3 split where the 4 people decide, well, we're buying a tent. You know, if you don't want a tent, and they're like, no, we don't want to buy a tent.
Well, you're outvoted, so you don't get to use it.
They buy the tent, so only they use the tent because the other people are so tough, they don't need the tent. They also buy, like, you know, pizza and the one guy, the Corey guy, who won't eat the pizza, or Cody. No, I don't need it.
That's but dumb.
Then when... The girl that got the temptation, though, she came back and she lied. She ate cheeseburgers and fries and all this stuff, came back and said, nope, they made us do a competition and we didn't make it. So she just lied. So then when they get to their destination, all of a sudden they're short $15,000. And they're like, why did they take $15,000 away? And she's like, well, the food costs $15,000, so I ate some food. And they reamed her ass.
Not too bad.
So then what happens? The next Mr. Tough guy who won't buy the tent, who won't sit in the tent, won't do anything with the tent, he gets the temptation and eats his ass off.
Of course he does.
With the other guy
who refuses
the tent. And then the girl who refused the tent, who's like ragging him, like, oh, you want to buy a chandelier? What else do you need? She's making fun of him. She will not shut up. She's so annoying. Well, at one point, she's so sick of getting rained on at night that she just says, we get the tent now. Every other destination, we get the tent. And they're like, no.
She didn't want to buy it.
You didn't want the tent. No. You're the one who wanted to be outside. And she's like, well, no, that's not fair. We paid for the tent, too. And so she sits in the tent and refuses to get out.
Oh, what a god.
And she will not get out of the tent. And not only that, she dissembles it and hangs onto it. She won't like let anyone take it away from
reasonable.
Her.
That's reasonable. That's not childish at all.
So they buy a second tent. All she does is rags them the whole time for how unfair they are. And they hate her so fucking much. These 4 people can't stand her. She's such a phony hypocrite. All her bitching about how they're such wimps needing a tent. And then she won't
give
get out of the tent.
I love that she hangs onto it.
That's on MTV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really unique concept. I wonder how much money is left and how many people are left.
Oh, they're spending up a storm.
Yeah, no.
Because the 4 people, they hate the other 3 so much, they keep buying shit just to piss them off. They're buying pizzas and hamburgers. And
at the end, whatever's left gets split amongst whoever's left. Yeah, so I hope it's like $5,000 getting split between 10 people.
I'd blow it all on the first day and just be like, all right, time to go home.
That's the end of your show.
Yeah.
Yeah, there will not be. I don't know how much will be left, but anyway, it's
pretty interesting.
It's not a bad show.
Yeah, and they film everything with drones. I don't think there's actual cameramen down there.
No, I.
There might be 1 or 2.
There's got to be some humanity keeping track of things, but yeah, it seems like it's mostly the drones. Were we going to make a phone call? Was there somebody we were going to call today?
Well, we do have a number of the 666.
Oh, we do have that guy's number?
Yeah.
He found 666 on his W-2 form and promptly quit his job. He thought it was a satanic message.
Yeah, which is a job he's had for a while, so it's...
Yeah, he's 52 years old.
This is not the first W-2 he's received. He thought when he was originally assigned an employee number, he thought it ended in 668. Yeah, so...
You got the number, Jay? Okay.
His name is Walter Slanopoulos.
Yeah, and he's 52, maintenance worker for a metal manufacturing company in Tennessee.
It seemed pretty extreme at his age, especially to be just blowing
for
out a long time job
for a number
over 666.
Yeah,
but I know if
you accept that number, you sell your soul to the devil. That's what he said. Why wouldn't they just change it and be like, all right, grow up? Here's a new number, 669.
Walter.
Please leave a message
after
the tone.
Walter.
Do not defy me.
You can't just quit your job and get away from me.
See you.
It's the sign of the devil, Walter. You were right. 666.
Don't tell anybody.
See you soon, Walter. Bye.
Toodles.
Bye.
Oh, too bad.
All he wants is a new W-2 form from the company.
We're going to get...
Otherwise, he won't file his taxes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that'll go far.
Well, if he's in jail, he's safe from Satan anyway. So maybe he wants to
Oh, yeah, because nothing bad happens there.
Lindsay Lohan was photographed in a burkini.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's studying Islam, as we discussed in the past. And so there she's on the beach, and she's all covered up in her bikini. And, oh, wait a second. 2 days later, there she is in a bathing suit.
Oh.
Wait, what happened to the Islam?
That's too hard.
I guess she just kind of blew it off for a couple days. Although she's wearing a one piece, but it's kind of heavy on the cleavage. But everybody else in the shot she's in is wearing a bikini. But maybe it's sort of a slow process. Maybe she's gradually... because what else? She's not going to be able to do many movies.
No, have you seen the new thing she's been working on?
No, what's she working on?
She is trying to sell a new reality show. Would you like to hear the sizzle reel?
Yeah, sure.
Here's the reel that Lindsay Lohan is shopping around. She said, I'm back, bitches.
I love social media. I mean, I am social media. Everybody knows you should never leave your phone lying around.
She looks
haggard. I didn't know that.
So I decided I'm going to hijack your social media. Your Instagram, your Snapchat, your Facebook, your Twitter, all of it for 24 hours. If you can pull off 3 challenges, you'll win some fabulous prizes. They won't know that I'm the one that's pulling the strings. Take our friend Charlie, for example. Tell me about Charlie.
I think he's really buff.
A bit of an ego.
Yeah.
He has no idea what's coming.
So she signed this guy to be a nude model.
What is he really like?
He thinks he's a bit of a joker.
I can work with a joker. We put him on a stage in the spotlight. Yeah. We're going to do that to him.
She signed him to do open mic.
Breast for a tattoo. Get the tap.
Kind of has a crush on his boss.
Now we're getting somewhere. Now this is interesting.
I literally think I love you. Do you feel the same?
I don't believe that at all. I don't believe this guy told his boss he loves her.
I decided to dare people to really question how much their social media is worth.
I can't believe I just did that.
I am really good.
Who's going to buy that piece of shit?
Fucking thing sucks!
I don't know. It looks really stupid
to
me. It also looks very complicated and not so easy to follow. Yeah, convoluted is a good word for it.
They say that even though she says that she is social media... She only had 17 posts on Instagram, 85 tweets.
So that's all she's done?
She's not a big participant in social media.
Huh.
I'm back, bitches.
I would have thought she was much more into social media than that.
That's gorgeous.
Boy, does she look? She looks really bad in a bikini, I got to tell you.
Her face looks haggard.
Yeah, she looks rough. She does. Well, she's looked pretty hard. This Islamic thing, though, is just so... First of all, if this is a bit she's doing, or she thinks she's sort of grabbing attention by doing this, I think she's really mistaken. I don't think Islam is really the way to go as a chic thing right now. Because as a 30-year-old person who really relies on her body for a lot of the attention she gets,
female,
I wouldn't call this a great career move, put it that way.
You know what would have been a good career move for her is if she did an ad for Pepsi where she gave the cup.
Yeah, maybe that might be better. At least she'd have her face on TV a lot.
I think the uproar actually would have been worse if it was her instead of Kendall Jenner.
You know, she's actually tweeting in Arabic.
She doesn't know Arabic.
I know. It's so silly.
Does she download an app that translates your words into Arabic?
Probably. She's got Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover. She's holding some wrap over her head. Now, that doesn't exactly look like that would fly. She's wearing, I mean, it looks like pretty short shorts there, if she has shorts on at all.
She's got nudes all over.
She just wants attention. Look at me.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Google Translate with some of the stuff that she's put in. Just to see.
But is it written in Arabic? How do you have an Arabic keyboard?
Do not judge people from their appearances.
That's what it said?
Okay.
Yeah, you can just go ahead and copy the
Arabic already knew that's what she said.
All right.
She said don't judge a book by its cover.
Oh. Nobody understands it.
She just looks ridiculous in this burkini.
She is a goofus.
I'm not buying it. Did you see all the betting being made on Trump in this Irish bookmaker that takes novelty bets? And so they've got a lot of Trump bets. Like, of course, will he be impeached? Which is a pretty popular one. 100-1. Will he commission his face to be added to Mount Rushmore? Is 25-1. There are better odds that he'll do that.
Come on.
I know.
He might want to, and it's not going to happen.
7-1, the FBI will confirm collusion between Trump associates and Russia to influence the election. 7-1. I'd bet against that, I think. I might take those odds.
That they will find collusion?
That they won't. I think I might. Because
Well, you already know.
No, I'd take them out Rushmore, and I'd bet against it. I'd bet my life.
Yeah.
He's 1-25. Do that. It's not going to happen. No.
Maybe you can't bet the other way.
Oh, maybe not. So anyway, yeah, a lot of people are betting on that stuff.
Did you see the news story with the administration today?
There were a couple. I mean, the O'Reilly story was a big story. What was the other one? About Syria?
No, the Secret Service agent on Mike Pence's detail was caught meeting with a prostitute.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oops.
Whoops. Boy, the Secret Service. not having a good couple months
not
here.
Not really. No, they're in a little bit of a slump over there.
Yeah.
A
slump.
Yeah. Well, if they're going for prostitutes, too, that would indicate a slump, too.
Which isn't the first time the Secret Service has had prostitute issues.
No, not by a long shot. The Secret Service is a lot wilder than I thought.
Crazy, man.
There's a lot of downtime there.
Apparently too much. They're just letting people jump over the fence.
Bring out the whore!
Syria, by the way, this nerve gas thing is one of the worst, shittiest stories I've ever seen in my life. God, that video was just...
Yeah, I wish people would stop sharing it on Facebook and stuff. So you keep seeing these children who are gasping.
I know.
Yeah.
How could someone do that, though? I mean, honestly, how could someone do that to people? It's just amazing. It's so...
They're fucking monsters.
I know. And the video is just... I'm kind of like you, Brandon. I sort of wish I hadn't seen it. It really freaked me out. Especially, I mean, the adults are bad enough. I mean, I'm not one of those people that says, oh, it's only an adult male. When it's women and children, that's when it really gets me. I mean, if I see anybody, of course, kids, it is a little worse. It's really hard to take seeing some innocent kid, you know, struggling for breath. And I wondered about the people that were trying to rescue them because they've got sarin gas on them.
Right.
And, I mean, I'd be scared shitless to go near them. But, you know, there they are, those first responders just going in head first. Trying to save these people, and I don't know. How many are dead? Do you know offhand?
I thought I saw 70, 75.
Wow.
I think those are the last numbers that I'd seen, and, you know, a lot of them are children, and unfortunately, they got a lot of video of it.
Yeah, yet we don't want to take this guy out, Assad.
Well, we'll see about that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, Russia doesn't want to take him out.
I think he may have turned a corner on this one. I heard something today when I was getting Today in Rock together that they mentioned that there was a cover of Mrs. Robinson. Can you see if Jay...
Lemonheads?
No, YouTube for Frank Sinatra's cover of Mrs. Robinson. Yeah. They mentioned that he changed some of the words and made it more hip, like
really?
Sinatra lingo. Yeah, I only listened about a minute of it, but it sounded kind of ridiculous. First of all, it's big band, Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah, I don't think that would work.
Which is dumb enough.
But it is Frank.
Yeah, and Frankie.
He could sing the phone book.
Frankie's got his own style.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jilly loves you more than you will know.
Jilly Mac? Or Jilly,
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Heads up.
Fucking thing sucks.
Hey, hey, hey.
Heads up. I'm warning you.
Hey, hey, hey. We'd like to know a little bit about you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. The PTA, huh? Mrs. Robinson, won't okay the way you do your thing. Ding, ding, ding.
What?
You'll get yours, Mrs. Robinson, fooling with that young stuff like you do.
What?
Boo-hoo-hoo.
Sounds like a parody.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Is this really Sinatra?
Yes, it's Sinatra.
Why?
Because people did stuff like this because they thought it was cool. They covered, like, brand new hit songs. Not uncommon at all in 1969.
That's right, it sucks.
That band's really getting down.
Huh?
Hey, 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 hey.
You're doing awesome!
Well, have you heard, Mrs. Robinson? Mine is fine as wine, and I should know.
Oh, oh,
oh. Oh, bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson.
Okay, Frank. Yeah, all the big hits in the when rock really took over in 64, 65.
He cut the DiMaggio line.
Oh, maybe he's friends with Joe.
Did you know Frank covered Winchester Cathedral?
What was a huge hit?
You want to hear it?
I guess. Winchester Cathedral.
Winchester Cathedral, you're bringing me down.
He's trying to
fucking
have hits.
Thing sucks.
You stood and you watched as my baby left town. You could have done something, hey, you didn't try. You didn't do nothing. You just let her walk by. Now everyone knows just how much
make it your
I
own, Frankie.
Needed that girl. She wouldn't have gone far away if only you'd started to ring in your bell.
Huh? I think he's playing with lyrics again.
Winchester Cathedral.
Okay, that's enough Frank.
Every time I hear a big band, though, I think of this beautiful song.
Wow.
Jay?
But I preferred you Uranus.
Why can't Sinatra cover something like this?
Because Uranus looks good tonight.
Yeah.
The moon was in June. How it inflamed us. A beautiful sight.
And Uranus looks good tonight.
Yeah. Hey, Dana.
I'm not queer. I'm just experimenting an idea. The feeling's unrelenting when you're near. The feeling starts extending towards your rear.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Oh, that lady, yeah. That lady got Final Jeopardy wrong. The first one got
it
right.
What was the question?
It was sports mascots, and it was this mascot, this NBA mascot peaked about 75 million years ago. Two of them got it right with the Raptors, but the lady in the middle said Timberwolves.
Timberwolves?
Yeah, and she has a big fat goose egg.
Did you see the story about the dragon lady at the Victory Inn?
Yeah. Wow, what a great story.
Yeah, it was the Victory Inn is a place where they still haven't found the guy, by the way, who the murderer who had multiple felonies. This is, you know, every time I read about one of these people, I'm like, and White Boy Rick sits in jail, in prison, after 30 years, 29 years, 30 years, whatever it is. Mm. And here's this, another murderer and a bad fucking guy who served 10 or 11 years for murder. He gets out. He immediately starts this incredible scam where he has this human trafficking thing going on. He basically gets these women under his control, gets them addicted to heroin. He's tricking them out of this hotel where he's taken 38 of the 40 rooms. Wouldn't you love to stay in the 39th and 40th room that were there for the public?
Well, now we find out that the manager was
his girlfriend.
Was his girlfriend and involved in it. So if you went to rent a room, she might not even rent it to you.
Well, she probably did just to keep the books, make the books look a little better. But the guy who everyone called Tone,
yeah,
which is kind of interesting, his name is Derek Bell.
It's Tone.
But Tone is the former murderer, or no, he's a murderer, period. Yeah. Killed somebody, went to prison, got out. He's only 48, too, so he got out
wait, sir, 15,
a few years ago.
15 years?
Is it 15 years?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
But it's so funny, they always mention that they took over 38 of the 40 rooms, mm-hmm. which leads me to think that they rented the other two, you know, just to unsuspecting people, just so it appeared you could get a room. But her name is Janet Toffick.
And apparently
she fell for Tone, but she turned into a little badass.
She fell for Tone. You don't sleep with your boss.
You know, obviously. Typical mistake. Rookie mistake.
Is there anything that really stood out in this story to you about Dragon Lady?
Well, the fact that she's bossing these whores around. You better get out there and make some money. My man is not paying for you to sit around.
The pictures that I saw, I thought she was a tranny at first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to say the fact that she has four children.
See,
yeah.
I saw this, and I thought.
Oh, that's a,
Yeah.
You better be careful.
This is a bad photo.
You don't want Tone coming after you.
Shouldn't say stuff like that, Jay.
They tried it. Her attorney, of course, tries to say, oh, they were not together. They weren't a couple. She didn't know what was going on. Oh, really? This guy just rents 38 rooms every day, and she has no idea what's going on. She was a $500 a week room clerk. That's all she was.
Really? Okay. Let's get the accountants to look at all of her finances.
You can't believe a bunch of drug-addicted prostitutes. He actually said that. Hmm. Dating him. Prosecutors played video from the motel's 13 surveillance cameras positioned in hallways. The footage showed alleged drug deals, a pimp beating one woman, and in one clip, a woman tumbling to the floor while overdosing on drugs.
I'm shocked that place had surveillance cameras.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty amazing.
Unless these people installed them.
Yeah.
They also have Tone. Oh, no, this is one of Tone's associates saying he sells girls and provide any girl you want. Asian, black, white, whatever. It's your choice. I can make it happen. While he has this conversation, there's one overdosing inside the room. Nice. Nice little hangout there.
I liked her attorney when they asked her about all the cash. She was like, well, it's not like that place takes credit cards.
Why wouldn't they take credit cards?
Oh, because it's a shithole.
Still a hotel. I mean, wouldn't you expect any hotel to take a credit card? Boy, although
not at that level, not that hotel.
You do see those shitholes like in Royal Oak that are still there. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Really? That
the way.
Property is worth so much money. Why do you have this stupid hourly rate hotel there?
I honestly guess that's because they make all their money during Dream Cruise month. How else
they could sell the property for so much? They'd knock them down, they'd throw up condos or something, and they'd make gazillions.
Well, some of the hotels, I think it's on 11 Mile in Royal Oak, have disappeared. Four condos.
Yeah.
But there are still a bunch on
Woodward. There are still some. Yeah, the Woodward in particular. I saw Dan Gilbert says that the soccer plan for Detroit, building that stadium, is worth $2.4 billion, which is, boy, that's a big number. I don't know. I really... really kind of question when people start throwing big numbers around with sports stadiums, because there's a lot of research that says they're good, but they're not as good as, I mean, the kind of numbers they toss around are kind of silly. I mean, even for Super Bowls and stuff.
Yep. Yep. But they are good.
Yeah. No, I would think it'd be good. It'd bring a lot of bodies into the city. Soccer is a lot more popular than some people think. I mean, they just don't think of it as a big sport, but it would be a big sport.
But you know what? It's not just a soccer stadium.
Well, they could have shows there.
Well, it's not just that, though. It's retail and condos, that whole complex.
Well, whenever Dan Gilbert's involved, you know it's going to be more than a stadium anyway.
And this is in place of the Boondoggle?
That's the only place they've pitched.
And it's funny how...
They're really kind of putting...
God, this, that needs to go, though.
Really kind of putting Wayne Coney on the...
But Warren Evans is so dismissive. Sure. I mean, he's absolutely... He could not be more dismissive of this idea. I don't get it, because... That is such a critical area of downtown. You really want a giant jail there? Why would you not want a stadium instead of a jail? Not to mention the revenue, the tax revenue alone.
Because you want the jail near the courthouse.
Well, if it wasn't in that part of town, I would say, I mean, I'm most inclined to say, why do you want the courthouse there?
Well, that was part of the deal I thought that Gilbert offered up, was to move it.
I don't know if he was going to move the courthouse too, but certainly they could.
Yeah, no, they were talking. That was part of it. They were talking about moving both of them to the other side, basically, of downtown.
That just seems like a lot of money when you throw the courthouse in. But and the other thing is, there's so much chicanery going on with whatever has already happened there. Mm-hmm. That stuff was built in 2011. The infrastructure of a jail, basically. It's been sitting there for 6 years now.
Yep.
So is what they built still of any consequence? Can they use it still?
Yeah, or do they have to
They're not
going
to have to spend money refixing it up, or whatever's rotted out, they have to redo. Meanwhile, they're also spending $1 million a month on what's
maintaining
there.
It.
Maintaining Which, nothing.
That seems insane.
So they've spent maintaining it over 6 years now. That would be $72 million just to maintain a bullshit site that has the guts of a jail.
What costs $1 million a month?
I don't know, but I'm going into that business. I'm going to do it for $800,000 a month. Whatever it is, I'll
is
do it for
somebody
less.
Sweeping those unfinished cells?
I have no idea.
Can you believe what anything costs when government gets in? As soon as government's involved, it costs a shit ton.
It's not like they're replacing the fences around there every single month or anything.
Not to mention, you know, to build this jail, $300 million to build a jail? Really? It costs that much to put? I mean, they're talking about putting, four or 500?
It's going to be state of the art, man. Internet
How state
access,
of the art do you want a jail to be?
Cable TV, kitchenette in each cell. It's going to be awesome.
Bidet.
I mean, honestly, if you built a hotel that had 400 rooms or 500 rooms, would it cost $300 million?
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't either, but I don't know. A jail? I mean, it seems like a jail, you'd build it as shitty as possible.
Well, to that point, too,
spend the money in the security part.
That same study about the $2.4 billion the stadium would bring in, the jail would bring in $352 million to the area, which are you surprised?
How does a jail bring in three? Oh, and the tax dollars?
Jobs?
For the property?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't get that. Hmm.
Visitors driving down there?
Oh, yeah.
Visiting
that's,
someone, and then they're going to eat dinner after visiting someone in the jail.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Hey, let's go to Hard Rock right after we visit my cousin. It's locked up.
All right. I didn't want to go, but I guess so.
You know, I was reading about, was it Dearborn or maybe it was Royal Oak? They were talking about building a new police headquarters.
It's Royal Oak.
It is Royal Oak,
around
yeah.
the farmer's market, a massive complex.
Okay. How massive is a police station?
Some are big.
I mean, I would assume it's a big building, but I don't know. Because they were talking about, I'm trying to remember, what was the number? Was it $100 million, $150 million or something to build it? And I'm like, wait, that's like having
courthouse
$150 million homes.
Aren't they talking about redoing that courthouse? That's right there. That's
I don't know if it was part of the number that they threw out there, though. I thought that was for the cop shop.
Which is right across the street from there. It's a little old, that Royal Oak one.
I mean, if you when you start talking about $100, $150 million, I think, okay, that's like $150 million homes. I mean, think of how much it takes to build $150 million homes, and then think of a police department shop, a police department building. Would you rather have $150 million homes or a police department building?
I'd rather have the homes.
Why would that building cost so much?
Communications.
I know. That's what I thought. I thought that's so what they're going to say. They're going to say,
communication.
Well, you've got to have all this high-tech stuff in there, and that's expensive. I mean, I just always feel
have
like
a garage for all the cars.
A wicked shower room.
Yeah. I always feel like when any city is paying for something, they're just going to pay
security.
Three times what it costs because.
Well, there's quite the markup when government's involved.
So it seems. All right. We're over 2 hours in already. We ought to wrap it up. We almost started on time today.
You want to hear
7 minutes late?
Remember the whoopee cushion disaster yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Here's your shrapnel, by the way.
Oh no.
From it blowing up.
Look at that.
I can't believe that whoopee cushion blew up.
It was a pretty good show and tell, though, on balance. I thought it was pretty outstanding.
I slowed it down a little bit to see how it would sound if you want to hear these on the way out.
Yeah, why not?
Still airing it.
Everything's better in slow-mo.
We should do a whole show in slow-mo.
Try through the megaphone. Yeah, see if the megaphone can add something to this. This show and tell is getting more exciting.
Oh. Man, it sound wet. What children? Have you ever seen emails from people that are like, something's wrong with the podcast? I listened to it. It was like really slow.
Yeah, they've got it at high speed.
Half
or
speed.
Low speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's funny.
So we should. In the foyer.
All right, then this is the last one here where it busts.
My God, Nance has ordered to pay his ex-wife $916,000 a year. Oh, I think he broke it. You broke the whoopee cushion.
Can we hear that fart at regular speed? Do you have it, perchance?
Yeah.
Oh, man. This one, it sounded good to me.
Live that whoopee cushion.
I want to hear that on the playback. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow with Brandon.
One more time.
Oh, it's always the one more.
My God, Nance was ordered to pay his ex-wife $916,000 a year. Oh, I think you broke it. Drew broke the whoopee cushion.
I'm sorry I broke the whoopee cushion.
It's
but
okay.
Hey,
it's okay.
It was a great one-time show and tell.
It was a hell of a flarp.
It had sound.
Flarp.
I know. That it reminds me of the Batman fights when they have all those crazy things up there. Flarp. Fart, really?
Pfft.
All right. Yeah, pfft is not on there. Have a good one. We'll be back tomorrow with Trudy and the regular madness. So everybody have a good one. We'll see you.
Bye, Brandon.